This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, good evening, one and all. And if you're not one of the all, then I don't know how to address you. But hi, everybody. Welcome. It's the show. It's Q Talk America. Oh, my heaven's sakes alive. I think it seems as though we're majorly on, we're firing on all cylinders. It seems.
Oh, no.
No, no, it doesn't. Wait, what? That's new. Mysteriously, Kat and I are not in the studio.
But we are.
That's really weird.
I don't know what that's about.
I'm in slow motion.
Is there another shot where we are?
That's probably helpful with the coffee.
Look at you.
I like it.
It's thinking about something, obviously. That's fun for you, I guess.
It was.
All right. Well, there's that.
Where did I go?
I don't know. I don't even know where I am right now. It's the last day of, it's our last show of, the last show of 2015. For those of you keeping score at home.
Just started off with a shot. Zero.
Still at zero.
Yeah. Still at zero.
Everybody drink.
I like yeah.
We have a new sign that that went up recently. That's here fantastic. In the old studio. Where's this thing going?
It's in none of the shots that are not working.
Well, no, wait. No, it's not in that shot, but it's in, well, where the fuck did I do with it? How come I can't figure out, I spy with my little eye.
Ooh, I like this game. Something.
What the fuck happened
Oddly,
there?
I wasn't really going to drink, but I think I'll get one. Thank you.
Ghost hosts.
That's silly.
Started the show.
Oh, and now it's got Katie well. June.
Oh, yeah, now she's back.
Now we've gone from slow motion to invisible
Is
people.
Is this a cleverly crafted ruse to tell me that I'm fired?
Oh, no.
It's not clever.
Well, there's that. Oh, look, I'm on this camera.
Well, you're on that camera.
Okay, here I am.
There we go.
Oh, good.
Something's happening.
Let me check my asset manager, my sources, and figure
hey,
out the
Hey, 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 hands off of my asset.
Hey, calm down. Calm down, lady.
I think NBC News took the week off, too. I just went to their website, and it's the exact same headlines from last week.
Interesting.
I know. Isn't that odd?
They don't have anything new to report.
The world repeats itself.
Oh, my gosh.
It's all wearing green.
You know what? Al's not wearing green. It appears to be a nice navy blue.
Yep. Same lady. It's the exact same thing as last week.
So if you if you missed last week.
So if things go really terribly with the feed this week, why don't we just bring up last week's
Is there anything that's not terribly? Oh, look at this magic.
So Kat, what'd you do last week?
Wait, no, look at this magic.
Wait, what are we looking at?
Looky here. We're back.
Oh, they're back.
There we are.
Yay. All four hosts.
We look amazing.
Something. Except now Al's frozen.
No, he's just sitting very, very
still.
No,
Marty and I are honestly.
They're having issues. So close.
Well, you know what? At least we're broadcasting.
At least we are.
Tens of people.
People, yeah, exactly. Both of them can hear us, and it's a good thing, yes.
Look, I spy with my little eye.
I don't know
two
if that'll
listeners.
Play back the same way, but it's very funny to me watching it.
I'm glad. Somebody gets some enjoyment out of it.
It's fantastic.
Goodness gracious.
Yes.
Oh, now it's on real time.
Yeah, so I think I got it fixed.
Yeah, now it's really fun.
All right. Did everyone have a nice Christmas?
Oh, God, I'm glad it's over.
Yeah.
So Christmas happened.
Christmas happened. Sure did. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I thought it was lovely.
That's not tomato
juice. I thought so.
No, okay.
I have a household with children in it, so Christmas is always very early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As it turns out. I worked at the bar Christmas Eve.
I actually thought of you. Did you see the commercial? I think it was for a car.
Okay.
And it shows the. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, don't ruin it. I don't.
No, it's a cute commercial, and I'm sure you can probably Google it and find it. The parents launch out of bed, and they run to the kids' room, like, let's go. And the parents run downstairs, and the kids are like, God, 7 o'clock comes so early.
I'll make the cocoa.
Right, yeah. They do the whole thing. And then they're standing on the front porch because the parents are excited because they got a new car for Christmas.
Right?
And the kids are standing on the front porch, and the little girl says, just the smile on their faces makes it all worth it.
That was, it's really cute.
Yeah. I totally
that
thought
is a
of
well
it.
That's, I've enjoyed that commercial about 500 times this week. Oh. And it hasn't annoyed me yet, though. Even the retelling of it.
But you know what? I have no idea what car it's for.
I don't have any idea.
Feels like a Subaru.
No.
It does kind of feel like a Subaru commercial.
It's not, though.
Is it a Volkswagen commercial that also feels like a Volkswagen?
2 seconds ago, you didn't know what car it was.
I would remember that.
And now the lesbian's like, oh, no.
I'd be like, look, it's Subaru. They know their cars. We know our cars.
Shit, you do not.
I don't at all.
That car.
I don't at all. You're
they know when they're looking at a Subaru.
I just know that like a dog
wasn't
in it.
No,
yeah, exactly.
So therefore, it was not a Subaru.
It doesn't double as a grooming van.
Exactly. We'll look that up later. Because as it turns out, with my television watching habits, I miss out on a lot of really fun commercials. Right.
Oh.
No, not a lot.
Well, maybe some. Just I miss out on almost all the commercials, except for the three that Hulu is playing today over and over
sweet
and
baby
over.
Baby Jesus, that is painful.
That is kind of painful. But no, I miss out. I was watching TV and texting with a friend of mine just last night, and she's like, hey, have you seen this like Summer's Eve commercial? And I'm like, I haven't seen. And apparently, no, it's actually kind of funny.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
What is it?
A Summer's Eve commercial. Yeah.
Oh, I remember a Summer's Eve.
A Summer's Eve. And I was like, is it like just a vinegar-filled bag full of joy that I imagine it to be? And she's like, no. She sent me the link, because now I have to Google commercials. Like, I don't
vinegar-filled bag of joy.
It's Mercedes-Benz.
Suitable for potato chips.
Breaking news.
Oh, it's Mercedes-Benz.
Do you want to ride in my Mercedes, boy?
Boy, yeah. There's a
boy.
Boy.
There you go.
I just
back to your bag of joy.
So Christmas.
Not so Christmas happened. Children were very happy. Santa Claus came to our house like he does. And
like
by
do.
Santa Claus, I mean I was wrapping presents at 4:30 in the morning because I got home from the bar. And
like you do.
You know. Yep. Like you do.
Happens.
And then I was like, why didn't I say 8 instead of 7? Yeah. So I spent my entire Christmas being like just kind of a little bit groggy and a little bit drunk between naps.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because I napped from like 4:30 to 7, and then, oh my God, Santa was here, so I got up and drank a little coffee, and then drank a little mimosa, opened presents, whatever, set up bullshit for kids to be entertained for all afternoon, and then I was like, I'm going back to bed.
Yeah.
And then I wake up to the sounds of like my mother-in-law screaming in the living room about something, I don't know, and I was like, oh, it must be time to get up again.
Now, did you tell the kids 8 o'clock?
Well, I told them 7.
No, or I mean 7. So like you said, Santa will not have come until like 7 p.m.
Well,
7 a.m.
No, I said we're not going to open presents until 7 a.m. because here's what's happened.
Okay.
I think it was 3 years ago. They were even littler. And somehow somebody got up at 5:30 in the goddamn morning and realized that Santa had come. And there's no putting them back to bed.
No,
like, there's no.
You can't put Santa back in the box.
No. That toothpaste is not going back in the tube. So we had 1 year. Presents were opened and kids were already fighting over shit before the sun ever came up.
Yeah, that ain't
And
right.
so, yeah, now we know how to tell time. And so I said, absolutely no one is to come into my room before 7. And they know that, I'm a grumpy bitch in the morning anyway. Like, they come in my room and I'm just, like, smart. Snarling.
Is that, no matter
like,
what time
do you
of
want?
Is that
Santa
no matter
may
what
not
time
reappear
of day?
Next year.
Yeah. Right.
I'm grumpy enough, I'll kill
and
Santa.
And that's any time. Like, that could be 11 o'clock in
Thank
the morning.
Thank you. That's
and,
where I was trying to get to that
And kids come,
point.
Like, tiptoeing into my room and I'm like, why are you here?
Why?
Get out.
Show me blood.
Right.
Yeah. One organ outside that's your body.
Funny. Is anyone dying? Then get out. yeah, so
That's just good parenting at that point.
Well, I agree.
Smart.
I feel that my mother and father used those exact words. Blood.
So
I need to see blood.
Yeah, so this time I set a time, which I thought to be a reasonable time, but I didn't anticipate.
I thought to be a reasonable time.
Well, I did, because I knew I had to work the night before, but I didn't actually anticipate being as busy as I was. I was super blessed to have a lot of friends in the community come by and say hello and say Merry Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've always liked working holidays at the bar. I've actually never minded.
Yeah,
because it's always just kind of a fun spirit, and the people that are out are kind and, you know, looking for a little Christmas cheer usually.
Getting away from the family.
Or you've got Scrooge McKee over here sitting in the corner. I mean, that's fine, too.
I wasn't sitting in the corner. I just am. I get so annoyed. It's just like when I equate part of it to the when people have dated for 2.5 minutes and they're just happiest ever they've ever been, and everything's wonderful, and everything's fantastic, and it's a wonderful world, and everybody's happy. I'm like, really? No. Shut up.
No.
You're like,
calm
I
down.
Can see the other shoe from here.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Yeah. It's coming around.
Right.
Like, in 24 hours, bam. As soon as you don't get that Cartier bracelet or whatever the fuck you think you're going to get.
This feels strangely specific.
Yeah, I think so.
I just mean just the one.
I don't disagree.
The Mercedes or whatever.
Yeah.
No, I just think
or
it's
that,
just,
or that
I get over
bracelet.
It. And I swear to God, if anybody else asks me, what'd you get for Christmas? I'm going to kill them.
See, and I hate that. I hate that question too. No, it's and it shouldn't
at
be.
At 46, people are asking you that question.
Still, they do.
Sure, they do.
I don't understand.
Oh my God, how was your Christmas? What'd you do? How'd you get? Like,
what'd you get?
Shut
for Christmas?
Up.
Right.
I don't care. I didn't. I'm not here to. I don't know. And then the other one now is the other one now is like, see you next year. Shut up. Right? Right. Shut up. I'm going to see you Monday, and that's next year. Yes, technically. Shut up.
Let's just start the drinking word now.
Right. Well, that's, you know what, that's just, that's a
I
little bit
your
of
holiday anger raging at me.
That's
I'm
going to
turn
holiday.
The fan up right now, if you don't mind. I'm going to turn the fan up higher.
I feel like I'm sensing a little bit of, like, service
I'm
industry
just,
rage
this.
Coming to. No, that actually, I can see where you're coming from, because there comes a point and everybody gets to it where you're like, no, I haven't heard that joke before.
Yeah.
I'm sure haven't.
Good point.
Oh, same joke. So the holidays bring on a lot of that.
Yeah. Let me guess, you don't know what you want to drink. I'll be there. I'll be with you.
Right. I know. And I'm to the point, like, poor straight girls that wander into my bar, they're like, I don't know what to drink. I want something with vodka. And I'm like, that's fruity and doesn't taste like liquor. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
I'm going to Sonic.
It's called a euthanasia. And
Yeah.
Easiest drink in the world.
Because then they leave. Is that the one?
Oh, no, I don't actually kill them.
No.
And I don't show them the euthanasia.
No,
which,
but right. You used to talk a long time ago about there was a drink you'd give somebody that would ask questions like that. Like, I don't know what I want.
No,
blah,
it was
blah,
delicious.
Blah.
It was Absolut Courant. Mm-hmm. Razzmatazz, blue curacao, sweet and sour, splash 7-Up, shaken, not stirred, bam, you're done.
Oh, yeah.
They're drinking something punchy and juice like that took you 35 seconds to make,
second
and you can even pre-make.
Yeah.
You can throw a cherry in and act like they're special and be like, go away, little one.
Oh, no. My
but some of your
otherwise, you
got to
watch Santa
is...
die at his hands.
No, the story that I remember from you is something that you would give them, and then they'd be checked out of there like in an hour because they couldn't even function anymore. Like, they were so fucked up. And maybe a euthanasia
no,
did
candy.
It.
No, that wasn't
candy.
A particularly... Well, I guess, I mean, it's kind of... I don't know. I don't fucking know. It just got them up. I don't care if they lived or died once they got out of my line. And
here's something in your glass. Shut up. Goodbye.
Right. You're in my way, lady.
Oh, no. Now, Anant and Amina are going through Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin Lays, and but I don't remember the Superman made a fart and blew up USA. I feel like we need a couple more syllables to get that.
I did.
Amina, verse two needs some help. I think we need words there.
And I'm a little uncomfortable with the blow up the USA portion of this program.
Yeah. Just thought about that for a second.
Coming from our listeners overseas.
Remember, I can ban you from the chat room, children, so be careful.
Oh, my
not
God.
Amina.
This is from her childhood, though.
Yeah. Homeland Security is on its way.
Right.
They're watching.
Because, you know, they're monitoring our chat room.
Good Lord.
Oh, look at my, in honor of the holiday. Oh, it went away.
What happened?
Oh. The froze, the old chat room came up again.
The frozen one again? That's so nice.
I don't know how yours does that, but it's a fucking miracle.
It appears
miracle.
Like the ghost of Christmas whenever.
Oh,
so Manara?
I had a great week.
I like that she just answers.
Yeah, I don't even
even I didn't know
anymore.
What the hell that was.
I was like, was that Menorah and Marty?
Oh, I thought you
like,
said
you know,
Tamara
my...
is what yeah. I thought you said.
No. I know it starts with an M. I'm not stupid.
Tamara.
It's not an idiot. Tamara.
Hey, misogynistic over there.
Yeah. Just right here. Had a great week. We did the Christmassy stuff, and Abby came into town. Aaron's sister, who's living in Seattle now, so that was it was very fun.
I think that was the selfie I saw her post. Actually, somebody
she did. Yeah,
she posted a picture of somebody taking a picture of them taking a selfie.
Right.
I'm gonna assume that was you.
Yeah, we went to
the Inception selfie.
We went to Squid Ink, something. Last night for dinner and
seafood restaurant
down by sushi.
Sure,
something.
All right.
What'd you
I
eat?
Had filet mignon.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And it was delightful. I'm not going to lie about that.
I'm going to take the turf, not the surf. Thank you very much. We'll be back.
I'll take the California roll.
If it walked in of its own accord, kill
crab,
it.
Crab with the K, I'm fine with that.
Crab with the K. Two different women.
So, anyway, yeah, we did that. It was a very wonderful week.
Marty Fernie Lester, Virginia.
People showed up.
Mrs. Garrett.
That was Sunday.
That was not an intentional losing.
No, Saturday we Aaron for Christmas asked that people come over and help finish up the house. So we got stuff painted and
right.
Yeah, it was really cool.
It's an interesting way to get your house done, isn't it?
I liked it myself.
In lieu of
I
gifts, bring a hammer.
Well, you know what?
You know what?
I'll bring everything. Yeah. In lieu of
I
gifts,
I bought a house once right around Christmas,
and,
so we did the same thing. I spent all of this years ago. I bought a house, And about this time of year, we got the keys like Christmas Eve, and so we spent the entire week between Christmas and New Year's before we moved in, like basically Tom Sawyering all of our friends and coming over and painting. Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
Flooring and things.
I've heard of paint parties where you do that to your house.
Well, you know, there's always those people that are like, I want to get you something for Christmas. Right. No, don't
time.
Stop. I don't want anything. Right. I don't like it.
I do not need that basket.
So then, when they ask a follow up question, then you're coming over my house with a hammer and you're going to help me do something. Right. We're going to get something useful out of this.
You have a level and a hammer. Come over. Bring it. We're banging nails
into
walls.
If you don't, I'll bring it. Just be there.
Yeah.
Just don't. So that was really cool. And Aaron has gone through for the last couple of years looking at the house and saying, if things weren't particularly, you know, done completely, things weren't painted, I don't care. This wasn't done. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me.
Bothers you.
Oh, it bothered the hell out of me. Oh, God. But
hi, Nero.
It's her place. And so, you know, whatever. But she always said that. But then something would get done, and she'd be like, oh, my God, I didn't realize.
Oh, how much how it really much. Did bother her.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, she had old, the
doors.
The louvers.
Clocks.
That's a louver?
Well, the great. Well, the great.
Yeah. Yeah,
the vent covers.
The register.
Registers.
So,
air anyway, comes out.
She had, they were very old, and just everything looked like shit. That alone.
They dressed it all up.
It really did.
Pearls on a pig.
Pearls were on a pig. Now they're just pearls.
Oh, now it's not a pig lovely? Anymore. Now it's a pearl necklace.
Everybody wants.
That's a very special episode,
that's
too.
It really was.
That's different.
Not safe for work.
So anyway, yeah, we did that. Oddly, Vikings won Sunday night. That's
I know.
Very thrilling.
I watched a lot of football.
It made my week.
I can believe it did, but it made mine. So one could that's good for me. So
I was over the moon.
Yep.
For the Vikes?
And I was. She doesn't care.
Well, we were rooting for the Manara.
I don't recall her ever saying something that she was on board for the Vikes.
She wouldn't be. She's just being an ass.
I just thought there was something I missed along the way.
# sarcasm.
Okay, okay.
# one woman.
But when it's a lesbian talking about sports, I think it's serious.
No,
so
no,
I mean,
not
it's,
at
just,
all.
It's just like when a gay guy talks about fashion, you just listen.
Yeah. You bring up some show tunes, and I'm your girl.
You perk up.
I developed an almost entirely Judy Garland playlist for Christmas Eve.
I appreciate
I'm
it.
That side of the gay, not the football it. Side of the gay.
Oh, by the by,
I straddle the fence.
Yeah,
I don't know if you.
I wear this 2 weeks in a row on camera.
Atta girl.
I wear this same goddamn thing every fucking week.
Yeah, but you have 28 of them.
Sir, that was a valid point.
This has just been laundered, rinse, repeat.
At least laundered.
Yeah.
Well, the repeat we knew.
It was folded in the closet again, so we're going to hope.
Oh, sure.
Well, there you go.
I appreciate the Judy Garland playlist. Now, I don't know if you happen to see. You're friends with Dion Brown on the old Facebook.
I am
right?
indeed, yeah.
Did you see the link that I posted of, and I had never seen this, the Judy Garland in blackface in 1938 before she did Wizard of Oz? She had a part in a movie where she's singing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
I did not. Standby. I'm
it's borderline offensive.
Borderline. I'm pretty sure it's going to be 100% offensive.
Because all the white people in the audience were like, this is fantastic. This is fantastic. You're like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, people. Right. Yeah, because blackface was a thing then.
But I guess part of the deal was one of the guys in the audience who she's trying to get some job singing. They wouldn't pay any attention to her. So she paints herself up to get the job. And then they discover that it's not her. By the guy says, you're an imposter, Judy. I can tell. And he wipes the makeup off of her. But still, to see her in full
that's
like
pretty miraculous.
Like when Whoopi Goldberg used to do the character with the girl with all the little bows in her hair tied up. It's crazy. But I don't know if you saw it or not.
I did not see that.
Sings it well.
Sure. Sings it all very well.
I'm 99% sure I saw that movie as a kid.
Oh. I don't remember the name of the movie, but
I don't either, but
if you type in Google Judy Garland blackface, I'm sure you're going to find
it. Doing it right now.
Yeah. Is it Swing Low, Sweet Chariot?
That's what she sings.
Okay. I thought, oh, yeah, that is religious.
Everybody Sing.
Oh, is that the movie? Everybody Sing?
Well, that's what the video is called.
I think that's the name
of
the
movie. Yeah, I think it is, too, because now I've got part one of seven.
Yeah, that's it right there. She peeks around the drape, and she walks out on stage and sings Yeah.
We're going to save this for later.
I mean, she was a working actress. She made a lot of movies as a kid.
Oh, yeah. Sure, yeah.
Tons of stuff.
Like, That's a little later in her career. Wizard of Oz is actually a little further down the line of her being in a bunch.
This movie came out in 1938. I'm going to assume maybe shot in 1937. But this was
probably like a week earlier in 38. Like the turnaround of those movies was like 10 seconds.
So then she shot the 2 years it took him to make
Gone with the Wind.
Same
year. Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And for Bridesmaid, same director.
Actually, she would have been. Actually, I bet. Because it took them 2 years to make it. It was released in 39. So they would have shot that from 37. So yeah. This movie's probably older.
And she was on Speed and everything else. Yeah. She probably made 8 movies in the time she was making that. Probably
went at the same time.
Yeah. Turn around, face this camera. Go,
yeah.
You're on some back legs.
Black way.
That's it.
Yeah, my dad was just fascinated by Mickey Rooney as one of his favorite actors. And so whatever the repeat station was back then, you know, he had your 3 channels, and you had 2 Canadian channels, and you had like 2 stations that played repeats 24 hours a day.
You had that one channel that you had to switch over to UHF.
Yeah.
On the rabbit
channel
ears.
Channel 29,
Mm-hmm.
They had all the best stuff.
Literally was channel 29 and came up like, damn!
Ours used to be 16.
Like
so.
A savant.
UHF.
But so every Sunday we would watch the Andy Hardy movies and all the old Mickey Rooney movies with Judy Garland. So I've seen way more of her movies than I should have. Yeah.
Yeah, I ran across a Judy Garland Christmas special that I chopped up all the numbers and played throughout the night. And it was very fun because you could see like the progression of her coming off of the drugs. Mm. You know what I mean? Started out upbeat and I'm not sure where I am, but I'm happy about it. And I'm going to sing with my kids because Lorna and Joey and Liza were in it. And, you know, singing. And then towards the end, like there's a dance number where she just looks around and she's just like, I don't know what's going on. And just like this... that just drunken came off of my drug sneer on her face. I'm like, honey, no.
I gotta see me some of this.
Honey, I have it. I'll
to continue on with our Judy Garland themed show. I'm looking
have
for. I'm looking for. Just find if they're actually going to release it on CD. But in conjunction with the same article that I posted on Dion's Facebook about this Judy Garland footage that I had never seen before. They've remastered and are re-releasing 3 albums.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is the Judy Liza at the Palladium in London.
Ooh.
The other one is Judy from 61 at Carnegie Hall.
Oh.
And then the third one I want to say is from her... It might be from her TV show. I've forgotten which one. But there's 3 of them. But they're, according to the articles, they're all only being released on vinyl.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
But I'm like, I would like to see if they would re-release that on CD again. Because, I mean, I have a turntable and I can easily play vinyl, I would like to have all that remastered.
Yeah, I don't have that capability anymore. I'm sure I have a turntable somewhere. I don't know where it is.
Mine's set up and can go at any moment. If you need something played, we can get there.
So I have to buy the vinyl, run over here. Well, there's coffee here, so it's possible.
And hope that Clayton's not lying about a moment's notice.
Yeah, exactly. So my Christmas was just work all the way. I don't know how to finish that. Like, it's just been, I think we're at shift. This will be 13. This will be 13 of 14.
Oh, my God.
My gosh.
So it's kind of like 5 weeks of work.
But are you saving lives and making babies or however that works in the old restaurant?
It comes and goes.
Yeah, okay.
You win some, you lose
some. You take the bad, yeah.
You take them both, and there you have. In a very special episode of Al's Work.
it's been rough, and it's just one of those things where I have to work tomorrow. Like, I have one more, so I'm like, just fuck it. Just put me on.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the coffee episode last week, although I didn't know what I was saying either. For listeners at home that were trying to pay attention to me on that much coffee.
I haven't listened back to that one. Maybe I should.
I feel like we should, yeah.
No.
I'd slow it down if I were you.
It's on 78.
I read a story that I don't know what I said.
No, and I just think I'm hoping it's the same story that I looked
and
at
you were
and
like,
was
I can't listen that fast. And I was laying in bed and I was like, neither can I. Like, what the hell is that?
I don't know what's happening.
And I don't know if it was because I was in a calm environment, you know, laying down in bed and ready to go to sleep.
And the hysteria was just coming at you.
God. And then there's your own voice going,
God, I'm annoying.
I could just picture my mom going, is the house on fire? Then settle the fuck down.
Yeah, you are funny.
So, Clinton?
Well, of course, we all have shared in that the Christmas came and went, and all I really do to partake in it is I make it very clear I don't do... Friends, we don't do Christmas at all. We're not exchanging anything. The only one that I do, and we do back and forth, is my mom and I. Mm-hmm. We do one.
A truly useful Christmas.
Right, literally.
Which should be the name of your production company.
Truly useful Christmas.
Which I'm thrilled because one of the things that, a big gift every year, and one of the things I got her was I got her a surround sound for her. I've been trying for years, but you know, the other older days, they were all wires running everywhere and all this shit. Well, now Bluetooth is the magic of Christmas.
It's amazing, yeah.
So I gave her a sound bar with a subwoofer and the whole thing, and I played a like a George Michael concert that was in 5.1 surround and another movie clip here and there. But I said to her, I'm like, well, what the real thing is going to be, and I knew it was going to, and she texted me Sunday about it. I knew that football was going to be the thing for her. Because she's like, I'm hearing things I never heard before. I'm like, I bet at some point you feel like you're on the field with the sound of everything.
So and when Al screams, she's going to feel like she needs to
go. I hope she's not listening to us in surround sound.
She is. It's on, on all the time. Oh, she's watching YouTube through her Apple TV.
I hope you turned it down by now.
She probably did. But, but no, so
when he screams, that'll be blood curdling.
Her and her cat.
Can you imagine you in like 5.1 surround?
No, I'd rather not. That's truly the stuff of nightmares.
It's bad enough on a 60-inch flat screen when you got 5.1.
You listen on how that goes.
So
that's love right there. Your mom loves you a lot.
Yeah.
Now, you know, my original attempt at college was for broadcasting. Like, I wanted to do newsy stuff.
Really?
Sure, not the music hall. And I remember being in a studio talking in a microphone, and the guy being like, we don't know what to do with that voice. Like, we just have, like, what is that?
There aren't sound waves capable.
If they would have only known at the time that technology would progress and people like Ross the intern would actually get full HD television shows on with his nasally ass voice. Which I love him. He's hilarious and I do enjoy him.
That was the funniest thing at Buff State. I can't remember what the college radio station was, but I went to the college radio to like work with them, and they're like, maybe behind the scenes is more your thing.
Maybe coffee making is your jam.
This was 2 years pre-coffee, so I hadn't had a cup of coffee yet.
Oh my god!
I know. I didn't have coffee since I was 19. I know. Wow. Pre-coffee.
PC. Dun, dun. So
she was politically correct. No, she wasn't drinking coffee.
But pre-coffee.
So
part of the, what'd you call it? My useful Christmas. What did you call it?
Very useful Christmas.
Very useful Christmas. So, as some of you around this table know, I drive an older truck, and I'm not ashamed.
Kind.
I'm not ashamed. there she is, little white S10.
I love visuals.
It. Yeah. So
we've got queued up.
So I've got that. So the gift from my mother was. She decided because the original seat is in that truck.
Yeah.
And I know since Al's never had a car more than like 6 months, you don't realize that these things wear out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm not available for that question.
So they wear out, and so I picked you up from the airport. Well, no more will you be sitting on black terry cloth towels because we've taken this old seat.
Oh, the luxury.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, my God.
We've taken that old seat and dropped it off today to be completely redone and reupholstered in all new material.
I love it.
I'm very excited.
What's it sitting on now?
Well, I'm not driving for a few days. Actually, there's a rolled-up sleeping bag that I can sit on, but I don't have to go anywhere. I planned this so I don't have to go anywhere.
You could legitimately put a milk crate in there and drive.
It's too tall.
The milk crate?
Milk crate's too tall.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, I already found out today. Fair. But the sleeping bag works. What is your problem? What is your question?
He's making great faces. What?
Yeah, seats can be taken out of vehicles.
And then what do you kneel? Like, no, what are you buckled into?
You sit on a sleeping bag. Well, the belt buckled can still go around you.
Bag.
Yeah, but what keeps you from flying backwards at 100 miles an hour?
It's the back of the cab.
Well, it's a truck with no headrest. I'm in danger anyway.
Yeah, there's that.
That's a true story.
Thank you. I mean,
it is a truck. I forgot the truck part.
If you look at that seat, do you see headrests on there anywhere? That you, I mean, above that seat, you're going right
to... I don't ever want to see that filthy thing again.
I don't know.
I can't wait for the after.
The after's coming. I'm going to take pictures.
About pearls on a pig. Reupholster it. Just buy a new one.
A new what? Truck?
Whatever that thing was.
All the seats that you'll find for that are in junkyards and will be the same. Like, they don't aftermarket seats and stuff like that.
Right. Covered with gin and regret.
So all that. So they're stripping all that old
semen.
That old Maybe. Off of there. All new foam, all new material.
You
it's going to be beautiful.
Will it be leatherette?
It's going to be vinyl and a fabric that is stain-free.
Oh. Buy brown so it just matches the coffee.
It's going to be it's the same. It's
well, what
same.
Color would you describe that nightmare as?
Tan-ish.
Rotted pumpkin?
Oh, that's a nice color. Oh.
It was a Tahoe-titled interior at one point. The interior of that truck is Tahoe.
It's more like Reno-colored than Tahoe.
I don't need your shit.
Anyone who's made that flight will get that joke. Oh, boy. Honey, you're way more Reno.
Wow. So anywho, there's all of that, and then we're in this last week of the...
I'm fingering the bottom
What
of my
are
cup.
You doing?
I don't know. Things are falling
off. Is there a leak?
Off.
It's not my
no,
cup.
It's leaking
your cup.
Paper.
Oh, no.
I knew I never should have washed this.
Oh, it's at a, it's like a price tag on the bottom that's coming off or something? Sure, that's what it
oh,
is.
Oh, sure.
That's a yes.
We'll go with yes.
My God.
If I have to lift my hand any higher, it'll become work. You'll have to pay me.
Then you'll start getting dizzy. You have to pay me. I'm not paying you for
shit. I'm being Bluetooth. Am I being Bluetooth right into your ear, Annette?
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, my darling.
Why wouldn't you be?
No, I think Annette's listening on one of those little speakers that you just
connect
to your phone.
Oh, okay, yeah.
One would hope.
One would.
I hope you have the UE Boom. I recommend that highly. Talk about truly useful Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
I don't
yeah,
know what
this,
that is.
This monster paycheck that's coming to me is going to have a... I'm going to get the pair so they can talk to each other and make... surround
beautiful
sound in my
music.
Bathroom for my neighbors to enjoy.
Oh.
I'm sure they will love that.
They do. They
prepare for
they
the
have so many favorite songs.
Prepare for an onslaught of thank you cards.
One is called Silence is Golden.
One is called You Say It Best When You Say Nothing At All.
At all, right. Exactly. Exactly. Oh, that's one of the things I'm always nervous about, because there are rental houses around, you know, in my neighborhood, and every time somebody moves out or a house sells, I'm always nervous because, you know, you know who your neighbors are, or at least if you don't, there's been no problem with whoever's living there.
Right, I don't hate them.
Right. No. So you're always so anytime somebody new is going to move in, I'm like, God, what are we going to get? What are we going to get? Please don't be a Trump endorser. Please, you know, I don't need whatever fucktard's going to show up. Nope, got a new neighbor, saw me today and yelled across the yard and says, hey, do you live there? And I'm like, well, who the hell else is going to be in my driveway? Yeah. He comes over. His name is Carl.
Carl!
No, excuse me. His name's Gary. Not Carl, Gary. I knew it was four letters.
It's fantastic. Okay.
Exactly the same.
Gary!
Carl!
Manara, I think you want to jump in on this one.
So anywho, met him, and then he says...
Manara?
Start as... Manara.
Yeah, it's fine.
So
it's
then he says...
Festival of Lights?
Yeah.
He says he's got two roommates, and he goes, they're younger than me. Like, he admits he's 60, and these two male roommates that are moving in with him are in their 20s, and I'm trying to assess this.
Porn.
I'm like, what's going on here? So, interesting to see what's going to happen in the old neighborhood come springtime when the windows are open and the music's playing. I may have the YMCA next door. You never know.
That could be fun.
I'm looking forward to, you know, this is all going to go. I'm not really sure how that's all going to work. We'll see. Anywho.
I'm missing you, but my aim is getting better. I love that expression.
Oh, the chat room is alive.
Oh, it's alive. Oh, my heavens.
And Nero wrote something about it being like negative 14. Move.
God.
That's the only remedy.
It's just leave fucking there. Ridiculous. Yeah.
Gut your camel and crawl inside for shelter. That was on an episode of Family Guy. Oh, it's over. All right, kids, I think we're ready to move on to something else, because I know we can't do this all night long.
Oh,
so what we'll do is a little break, and we'll come back with headlines right after this.
You're listening to Hugh Talk America.
Are you ready for this? It's a 30-second dance break. The Q Talk America Radio Network.
All right, kitty goes. We're going to try some headlines on a Tuesday night. It's December 29th, 2015, and you're listening to the show. Oh, a very Merry Christmas, GOP.
And she's off.
Fat guy makes it to New York City.
Even... Oh, I went to the wrong thing.
Yippee-yi-yay, cow patty!
Colorado pastor is a douche.
I was just looking for a cool job.
And the year in review.
And color that, you bastard! These and other enchanting stories of love and tenderness right now. Oh, my heaven's sakes alive. Well, I didn't want to start out with a overly political story, and I will post this. Hang on, I'm copy and paste. Magical happens. Here is the link to the story in the chat room, should you care to follow along.
Ooh, it's a read along.
But I thought this was a good story. Just 2 days before Christmas, Treasury Secretary Jack Lew gave Republicans the worst present they could have ever received. Great news about our economy. Mm-hmm. During the interview on Fox Business, Lew delivered news that probably made all the conservative network hosts tremble in dread, that he had confirmed that President Obama has indeed fixed the economy that former President Bush and the entire GOP had previously wrecked. As you'll recall, when President Obama was sworn in his first term back in January of 2009, the economy was literally hemorrhaging and bleeding to death. The unemployment rate had reached 11%, and 200,000 jobs were being lost per month. The deficit stood at $1 trillion. Jesus, that's a lot of money. The Dow Jones Industrial Stock Average slipped under about 8,000 points, and America entered what has become known as the Great Recession. Our economy was in shambles as Obama took office, but 7 years later, boom, he has turned it around. We're seeing steady growth. We've seen enormous job creation over this period of time, and we're seeing the unemployment rate down to around 5%. We're also seeing that growth in spite of the fact that there's a lot of headwinds from slower global economy, Lew said, adding that the United States is, quote, well-positioned as the year comes to a close. Indeed, 8.7 million jobs have been added under President Obama in the 60-plus month streak of positive job growth numbers. And while Republicans refuse to raise the minimum wage nationally, many states have done so on their own. In addition, President Obama is also on track to wipe out the $1.4 trillion deficit that Bush saddled him with, but which Republicans often complain about and blame Obama for, which I don't know if you pay attention, you realize this is all Bush and the GOP. Mm-hmm. And if you look back in history, what do? They run up all of the deficits and we have no surplus. Happens every fucking time.
Yeah. And Clinton actually had us a surplus.
Like, yeah. I was going to say,
Bush took over with historically, like $5 in his pocket.
Yeah, since the 70s or 80s, every time we have a Democrat in the White House and like a lot of the Democratic Party in control, economically we do well. Like everybody booms under Democrats and then shit crashes because we go to war and spend all kinds of money we don't have under Republicans. Mm-hmm. Then you get Democrats back and, oh, fix it all. You know. It's like that. It's like that, like spendy ex that you have that came in and out for a couple of times. Like came in, ran up your credit card debt, and you kicked them the fuck out. Right.
Right.
Why don't we have any money? Because you spent.
Because you spent it all, and then they go to find somebody else with money, and you pay off all the debt, and then they come back, and you foolishly get drunk and take them back, and then they ran up all your credit card debt again. Right.
And the other sneaky thing that Bush did was they didn't put the war on the credit card.
Yeah.
They had that debt separately, so that they didn't get charged with that.
Two things. This just in, not that it fucking matters. George Pataki just suspended his GOP his GOP run, which really
both of you that were supporting him.
No difference. Yeah. Thank you both. And by the way, if I didn't mention, I thought I had said it. By the way, the seat recovering that it was in the aforementioned pictures, that is my Christmas gift from my mother. So if
we'd
I did not,
that out.
If I, yeah. Right. But she says I didn't say that, and I thought I did. But if I didn't, I just want to make sure that it's out there.
Yeah. Mama died very thoughtful and is always very useful.
It's a useful gift.
It's a very useful gift.
Yes.
And you can't hear me scream through it. So I think you're a winner.
Ms. Ryer.
Well, $32 will get you a lot these days.
Oh, it can.
It can get you a lot.
What alley you're looking at?
Well, it can get you chicken.
That and a bus ticket will get you downtown.
Some drinking, and some drinking wine. And
drinking wine, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is there other wine?
Oh, no. Well, you never know. Well, like, there's drinking wine, there's cooking wine.
Oh, good point. I wasn't thinking about that. Got it.
There's cat's wine. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff, you know. Oh,
no. What does my wine have to... My wine is just drinking wine.
Maybe. I don't know. Lecanto, Florida. Going to Florida right away.
Oh, all right. Florida.
Florida. Jocelyn Alita Lopez, 20 years old.
Jocelyn Alita. Spatula Jean Lopez.
A Florida woman. Nice. She looks young and lovely. She doesn't look as crazy as the other people we've told stories about recently. A Florida woman is accused of shooting up meth, riding a motorized cart through Walmart while eating chicken and drinking wine.
Oh,
I did have to check to make sure that this wasn't Aaron, because she's been known to have cocktails and go to Costco. And so the Walmart threw me...
They give her a motorized cart?
Well, when she had her back, she had back surgery.
Oh, she doesn't have a back anymore?
No. When she had her back surgery, she had to have that. So
I got it.
Anyway, authorities were called to the store because they're normally not at a Walmart. And they noticed the woman was acting suspiciously. An employee reportedly told deputies that they saw the woman eating sushi, cinnamon rolls, mini muffins, and the majority of a rotisserie chicken.
The majority.
Like you do.
She left the bones behind, right, sir.
While drinking wine and riding the motorized cart.
Majority.
When authorities questioned her, she allegedly said she was hungry and didn't want to bring the food outside the store. I mean, if you brought it outside the store with the booze, drinking and driving.
Well, and stealing.
And theft.
Theft, right. My
Absolutely.
God.
Inside the store, you're just enjoying a sample.
Right.
Absolutely.
They ask you if you want one all the time.
Yeah.
It's the big grape debate all over
again. Oh, exactly right.
No.
Officials said that she also admitted, like you do, that she had been shooting up meth earlier in the day.
Well, sure.
That might make
you know, I think it really helps
one
her case that she's
she
honest.
Was she prompted into this answer, or like, did anyone ask?
Right. Well.
Did she shoot up the majority of meth?
We don't know.
Not the bones.
We also don't know if she had an attorney, but we do know.
I bet she didn't.
That
was he in the basket?
Well, she ate him. Spit him out. She reportedly consumed about the $32 worth of the food and wine and was arrested on shoplifting and drug paraphernalia charges.
Oh.
So they must have frisked her off the cart.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming.
And then she just walked away.
Well.
Because I won't get judgy, but half the people in those fucking carts. I'm like, you know what? Getting up and walking might help half your problem.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This one looks little, though. I think she just ran in and went, wee!
Yeah.
Yeah, she does. She looks like
she's 10.
Yeah, exactly. In the picture, she looks like she's a 10-year-old.
She's 20 years old, but she looks very,
like
very young.
She is lovely.
And she's very young.
She must be a new meth user based on her appearance.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, she didn't smile. She's
fresh.
You can't see the teeth.
Oh, yeah.
But still, she doesn't have open sores and yelts.
On her face.
Well, yeah, but.
Poor girl.
Everybody sent me that. I got so many emails with that story.
Did you?
They're like.
I seriously saw that right away before you sent that. I was laughing so hard because I had that already set up because I did. Aaron will. We've done it before. Where we go for mimosas
got drunk
Sunday,
and ate chicken
and then we have we go to Costco and she's like, push me in the cart. It's really ridiculous and very fun.
She gets in the cart.
I can't get her out. She's drunk.
How do you get her in?
I don't get her in.
No, but how?
Is there you get the top half there and then just another extra push and she just tips.
And she falls in.
And then you put a helmet on and let her fall out.
I've also been known to just get the push one.
Just get a dragger in the wagon.
It depends on how many mimosas is really what it comes down to.
I want you to get a radio flyer wagon and pull her in that.
Oh my God, today at Costco they had a radio flyer and I'm like, that.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a. It's a
kid's. What I want to do is I want to give them my credit card as I walk in, get on the little scooter, and just tell them, just charge me at the end.
You
know what I mean? Just go down.
Sure.
Each aisle.
Enjoy.
Shoving a thing of like Pillsbury muffins.
I don't see why they did that, because what if she was going to pay?
Right, you don't know.
You don't know. So that's judgy. They could throw that. She could get that thrown right out of
court. Pretty fucking judgy for a Walmart.
As long as she was saving the UPC symbols so that she could bloop, bloop, bloop as she goes out.
But what do you do about the grapes?
She wasn't.
I didn't see grapes.
There were no alleged grapes.
Short of the wine.
And then you can weigh me before and after and see what produce I consume.
Good call.
Oh,
I like that.
That's good.
Anyway,
like that,
the Delta, the change.
So, a Merry Christmas indeed to Jocelyn Alita Lopez.
You know, you get what you can.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you go to jail for the rest.
God.
Happens.
Well, yes.
Well, has anybody heard the story about a gentleman named Eric Heitz? 40-year-old guy. He had hit rock bottom earlier this year after working as a DJ, a roadie, a telemarketer. He was a pizza delivery guy, a bartender. He then found himself unemployed. Collection agencies were ringing him up all the time, trying to track him down for money. And then, to add insult to injury, his wife left him in July of 14.
Bitch.
And she had actually already moved in, with another man.
Whore.
His weight had reached 567 pounds, and he told himself that he had a choice. He could either rot away in Danville, Indiana, where he had been living with his parents, or do something drastic to save his life and his marriage. He considered a gastric bypass surgery, but while listening to the Proclaimers hit I'm Gonna Be, which is also called parenthetically 500 Miles,
remember?
He had another idea. He decided, pardon me, I have a funny little tickle in my throat for the past few days, and it's annoying.
Please don't die. Drink something.
The narrator of that rousing 1988 song vows to walk 500 miles and then walk 500 more to prove his devotion to the one that he loves. So Mr. Heitz figured he wouldn't be able to walk such a distance, given that in addition to carrying so much weight on his body, he's also a very heavy smoker. But maybe he could make it for a bicycle, on a bicycle ride. Maybe he could even pedal more than 3,000 miles, he thought, from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean. He could see the country, lose some weight, maybe get a book deal out of it, and show the woman that he loved that he, in fact, could change. So in March, he created a blog called Fat Guy Across America. He started exercising. He called his estranged wife and told her what he was about to do. Going to do something that will blow her mind, he said. And she was obviously very skeptical about it. He bought a used Mongoose mountain bike from a friend in Terre Haute, Indiana, for a whopping $17.
Home of Columbia House Records.
Yeah, true. And, you know, they're coming back, too. Mm-hmm. When he took it for a test drive for the bike, he was out of breath at 100 yards. So on June 7th, he set up a GoFundMe account to raise money for his epic plan. The next week, his father drove him east to the coastal town of Falmouth, Massachusetts. He dropped off his son.
That's a good story.
All the scenic, lovely towns. He picked Falmouth, Massachusetts.
Why wouldn't you?
He had $200 on him. He had hitched to his bike a trailer stocked with a tent and 300 pounds of various supplies. 4 months later, having shed about 70 pounds during a zigzag journey that has moved along in fits and starts and problems, Mr. Heitz has reached New York City, and here he is on his bike. He has reached New York City.
Fantastic.
And at this point, he has roughly 23,000 Facebook followers, numerous online detractors who traced his slow progress and posted comments suggested that his trip was some kind of an elaborate scam. They called him a digital panhandler and all kinds of other horrible things. While he was stopped in New York City, various photographers and news sources and so forth charted his progress, told his story, yada, yada, yada. His wife, his estranged wife, has now joined him.
Is that her behind him?
That's her behind him. She rode for a while with him. Now she had some sort of a medical issue. She's now in a chase car. They plan ahead when he's going to stop, and she goes ahead and waits for his arrival. So they are. He's losing weight. He's getting healthier. He's cut his smoking down. I don't. The story didn't tell me how many packs a day, but he's now down to like 3 cigarettes a day.
Wow.
He's losing weight, traveling across country, and they have rekindled their romance and love. But and he currently, how far west had he gone? I'd forgotten.
Well,
but he's doing
hi, Jenny.
Doing
he went
a fantastic
from Boston
job.
To New York City. Yeah.
How far?
It took 4 months.
I think you could walk that faster.
Apparently,
not if you're 500.
You're almost 600 pounds on a bike.
Yeah,
and you're a hell of a smoker.
Going up hills is
going like.
To be a problem. But I just thought that was an inspirational story.
Is.
The guy is like he's, and, but winter. Mm. Wow, you're going to be fucked.
Yeah,
yeah. That would be the other thing is, but they've had really warm weather. It's been very very warm until just,
say it's been warmer back east than it has been in Arizona. Yeah,
right, true.
Winter.
But I'm just like, when did he start this?
Started in hang on.
Did he just reach New York?
Yeah, hang but on. Depending on how many
oh, no,
days
no,
he's
no.
had to stop
I'm
or
sorry.
Is, you know, whatever, yeah. Maybe.
No, September 20th is when he hit Bronx and headed toward Yankee Stadium. Like he was in New York in September. So the story is just going like charting his progress because he's made it much further now.
I was going to say, the story we're reading is from October of this year. So he was in New York
October 7th. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I did think 4 months was a lot, but I didn't want to give the guy hell.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It seemed like that would be interesting,
so
but
clearly
who knows?
I'm on the detractors team, but I'm like, I mean, good idea. And
I think it's interesting, and I'm looking
cut down
forward
to
this.
The 3 cigarettes alone is
that's a big deal.
That's a huge
and again,
deal.
That's,
he's up and moving. He's doing more than I am.
Yeah,
I'm just
right.
here eating nuts and coffee.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep drinking my room.
I ride from here to Stacy's and then up 7th Avenue to Charlie's, and I come back up. It's a big triangle. I just do that.
Right.
That's all right. Reporting.
It says, tell people who travel across countries, continents by road, get robbed. Well,
some.
Maybe.
In the 1800s.
Maybe.
Some.
Okay.
In the 1800s.
I mean, now, yeah, but it wouldn't be like a...
Do we have a mileage counter over there, Kathy?
Well, from just a couple hours ago, from their Facebook page,
oh.
He has just completed a 17-mile ride in Florida. So wherever he's been...
Where the fuck is he going south?
Well, because it's fucking winter.
Oh, that's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Right, but so he's going to take those
southern...
You're heading
right into the storm. That storm just hit down there.
There's a post on his website, fatguyacrossamerica.com, that outlines the southern route that he plans to take from Florida across to San Diego.
Taking 40 okay. across?
Right. Yeah.
Taking 40? Right?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And he says, you know, maybe some deviations.
10 is the southern route.
Oh, 10. He'd take 40, 10. 40 so that means he'll be coming north through Phoenix. Maybe we can get him to come here.
There you go.
That'd be sweet.
Oh, that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
We just go, and maybe that we just go interviewing.
You're right. Yeah, 40 would be the northern route. Because I was going to say, going through New Mexico is going to be a bit.
Yeah, that's definitely the 10.
No, but no, he's
and he,
not come, going
and he comes
there.
Right
going
through Tempe.
Going down through, what's the
El
name?
El Paso.
Of it?
And
yeah, but I can't think of there's a southern city, a ski city in New Mexico.
But at this rate, we're 2 months later, and he's still just in Tallahassee. It looks like he started the southern route in St. Augustine.
Yeah.
And so now he's just outside of Tallahassee. So it's going to be like 2018 before he gets here.
Again, like Al said,
but
he's moving.
I mean, if
and
the
I'm
show's
not...
still happening.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah. You know something I don't know?
Well, no. Our tens of listeners are clearly going to keep listening.
Sure.
They're fantastic. We can't let them know.
People have walked and cycled from Egypt to South Africa. That's some dangerous territory. Well, that's true, Amina. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying. Like in other countries, I can't even fathom, quite frankly, from the different things that I've seen.
Yeah.
But here, I mean,
you're publicized. You're on Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, you still if you're a dumbass and you're just like and you've got like juggling headphones and you know whatever, you're gonna have a fucking problem.
A murderous warlord is not liable to come out of the
out
of the jungle at you.
Exactly. With a spear.
Right.
And maybe like a bike pump to come at you.
And the chat room is 100% correct. I totally thought Forrest Gump the first thing too.
Oh, he calls himself that. Yeah. Yeah. If you go through the story, he calls himself the fat Forrest Gump.
Fattest Gump.
Just started running.
So what was it, what's the update on his weight now that we're...
Or does it say,
Two and a half months later.
Well, the website is not very up to date. The website was only recently updated at the end of
October.
He's
being sponsored by Marlboro.
Attaboy.
Kidding. I'm kidding about that.
He's not showing numbers, but there's a couple of Instagram posts and things of like befores and afters, and he's clearly losing weight.
Oh yeah,
he was so. I mean, obviously he's a full size boy.
Wait till he gets to New Orleans and starts eating that food; it'll all come back.
Oh,
two pole boys, you'll be
it's
back
all
up
coming back to me now,
like a Vaseline Dion song. All right, you ready?
Sure, go.
Matilda.
You know that it's a...
I'm going to follow this guy.
Waltzing Matilda.
You know it's a problem when David Duke, the former Louisiana politician and KKK grand wizard, said that Trump is head and shoulders above the rest as far as in the think, but that even he's a little too crazy for David.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I mean, the grand wizard is going, calm down.
Well, yeah, when he's like, he's a lot more radical, he says, than even David Duke is, than himself.
Okay.
That's a little much. Mm. But he says that can be a positive and a negative. Of course, in an interview, Fox interview that he labeled, he praised Trump for giving people the courage to speak out, but was critical of his support of Israel. That's his big deal. Of course. He says
you're not going to win in Florida without support of Israel, kids.
As far as what I see, according to the candidates that are out there now, David Duke says of the Republicans and Democrats, I think he's head and shoulders right now above the rest. That he hasn't officially endorsed Trump, though, because that'd be a real notch for Trump. I don't agree with everything he says. He speaks a little more, actually, he speaks a lot more radically than I talk. And I think that's a positive and negative, he goes back to. It's positive in the fact that there's less political correctness. People are getting the courage to speak out. At the same time, I'm concerned that I don't agree with all of his policies. I certainly don't support the idea of America supporting the nation of Israel, which has committed terrorism against the United States, according to him. With the Levon affair, have you guys ever heard of that? Mm. I had not and didn't have a chance to.
If David Duke is saying it's a thing,
stupid, maybe. And the attack of the Liberty and incredible treachery and the damage that was done by Israel with Jonathan Pollard. spy Jonathan Pollard, who basically caused the death of hundreds of operatives. I mean, where do, like, I don't know.
It's in the mind of
a crazy person, that, yeah, right? Yeah. Because he says, I think NC, the Jewish extremist, this basically Zionist minority, having enormous influence. So it was, it's kind of like crazy talk.
About crazier.
About crazier Tucker. And so at that point, and if you guys notice, like, in the news, every picture of Trump, there's not a flattering one. He's like, rah! Like,
orange face with white eyes, yes, like raccoon and eyes. It's like a girl who's just learning how to use the foundation.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And he's like, he looks like a, like he's attacking in every picture. And he is.
Well, right, but depending on which media outlet, they specifically choose that picture.
Yeah, to a degree.
CNN chooses them.
CNN does a lot, but I saw a couple of them, like with Fox News and with some other things and going through it, where truly that's kind of the picture. I'm curious if he hasn't been like, yeah, use that one. I look tough.
Oh, I'm sure he probably does. He probably thinks all that looks fantastic.
Yeah,
for him.
But
batshit crazy.
Duke describing Trump's appeal in the interview, saying, "I think the appeal of Donald Trump is the fact that he's giving a voice to a lot of people." I do not agree. That's all. That's just me, not David Duke saying that, but he's just giving himself a voice.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Is he currently in office somewhere?
No.
Is he not?
David Duke, no.
No. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But no. Didn't he run for president or something?
Or governor?
He ran for something big.
That I don't know.
Yeah, it does seem like in the past few years he did.
He did something because we were like, oh, Lord, no.
Oh, Lord.
Because it's while we've been doing the show.
Oh, it's David again.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll look that up right now. Well, you do your thing. But, yeah, he was...
Amina says, oh, yeah.
The KKK. Richard, how are you?
Hating Jews, the name of a resurrected black rabbi.
We're going to have poutine for the holidays.
We are.
Richard from Quebec is back.
Quebec.
Yeah.
There is. He hasn't been here for a while.
That's fantastic. He has not been here for a while. He's been in school.
My God.
Yeah, he's been in school. So welcome.
Welcome back, that's Ricardo. Fantastic.
Bienvenue.
There's that.
I like it.
Good plumbing to you.
Huh? What?
Literally what it means.
Good plumbing.
It means fucking tacos. Pinchy tacos.
Or something.
It means fucking tacos.
Welcome. Good come. Means good coming. Bienvenue. Good
coming. Oh, God.
Any language means the same thing.
Can't have anything nice.
Nope. We saw that seat.
No matter what I do on this show.
I've been trying to figure out this
no matter
guy's
what I do.
Bike rides this whole time.
I just can't get ahead. I can't come out on top of anything at all.
Sorry about your luck.
He ran in 2012.
If you'd like to find out how the rest of this tragedy of a show we call The Show turns out, stick with us. We'll be back in just moments. The Drinking Word, more headlines, and later on, Kat will make an attempt at a segment we call The Attempt. Stay with us. It's Q Talk America.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, hi, diddly ho, neighbor. It's 8 o'clock straight up on the old atomic clock on the wall. This is Q Talk America. You're in Studio C. It is our final show of 2015, our year-end blowout. There may be review. I don't know. Are we reviewing this evening with anything or no?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got one? Good. Yeah. I'm glad we're going to review something because we should look back with fondness over something.
I have a list.
You do? Good. And we have people who died. Thanks. There's been some great tributes. I don't know if we're going to talk about any of that or not. But
are we doing a whole tribute section? That's nice.
I don't know if we are. There was no production meeting.
There was no
production
meeting.
So I don't know what direction this is all going to go in. Who knows?
Forward.
We're not sure.
Nobody's really sure. Anyway, as usual, sitting around the table here is Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer. That's Al Perkins. You are with us, too, in studio if you're in the chat room. Thank you. Richard from Quebec, Aaron from L.A., Amina. Of course, Missy Al's in there. Jenny, Anant, so many different people. Joe DeGansick was around there. Nero, I saw earlier, yeah. So welcome to the chat room. Thank you very much. If you aren't in the chat room, just listening, pop into the chat room. Let us know where you're listening from. That would be fantastic.
No.
We did get an I'll find the name. We got a an email from a listener in the Ukraine, and I will read that to you in just a little while. I thought that was fantastic. With all that's going on in the Ukraine, we are a glimmer of hope.
it's like
a glimmer of something.
It's like Eurythmics. It's just Ukraine. There's no the.
Oh, there's no the? Yeah.
They do not have a definite article.
Oh. Yeah. Is there?
Well, how interesting.
It is Ukraine.
We're going to Ukraine. We're not going to the Ukraine.
Right.
Yeah.
Well.
I like Eurythmics.
It is.
Yeah, I know.
They're not Eurythmics.
That would be very difficult for me. I don't like it.
I don't like it either. Because I feel like I'm going to chastise people now from now on. Oh, no, it's not the.
Yeah.
Don't you dare. You bastard.
Ukraine.
Anyway, it's the beginning of hour two, so it starts out something like this, and if you don't know about it, get used to it.
Are you ready for this? It's a 30-second dance break.
Well, you got that and your intro, so you got plenty of time. That felt like a lot of information to me. No, they're kind of gigantic, yeah.
And now, a drink along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you.
And
good luck.
It's salted caramel.
Oh,
oh my God.
Yeah.
That's not exactly how that break was supposed to go, but it happened that way, so there you are. Al Perkins has rejoined us. What's our drinking word, Al?
Atta girl.
I like that.
It came to me in a dream.
Atta girl.
I felt like we haven't used it before, but now I feel like we have.
We probably have.
Why did we all get paper towels?
Because we got banana bread.
Was that like a subtle hint, like, did you wash your hands after the leisurely urination?
This group would not leave a subtle hint for one.
The leisurely loo.
Wash your fucking hands.
So, during the break, I passed out some banana bread.
Yeah. Atta girl is our drink.
So that we can all get on camera.
Atta girl. The next story, is it on my watch?
It's you.
Mm-hmm.
Were we going to do a drinking word or no?
Atta girl.
I'm joking.
Oh.
Matilda over here is having some troubles.
This story also has pictures that's going to come along, so I'm just going to get ready for this.
I like it when we don't even listen when we're sitting in the room.
Totally.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Not only are listeners ignoring us, we're ignoring us.
I know.
And we're in part of the production.
I'm pretty sure like two of our listeners have fallen asleep. Like Bag of Nope dropped off a ways back, and I was like, "Oh, yeah."
Well, she
got bored.
She went into a Christmas rage over somebody asking her to change it to Bag of Stockings.
Oh,
oh no, I did not see that.
And we got a big fuck the holiday. She kicked Santa and walked out of the room.
Don't tell her what to do.
Mic drop.
She tweaked a fucking elf right in the nose.
Well, with our lovely holiday season in full swing, people in India are flocking to the online marketplace in droves. But there's one unusual item flying off the virtual shelves. Online retailers say that cow dung patties are selling like hotcakes.
Oh. No.
Whoa.
Nope.
Uh-uh.
No.
Big bag of nope.
Nope.
The
big bag of socks.
The patties, cow poop mixed with hay and dried in the sun, made mainly by women in rural areas that look somewhat like this.
Are used
to fuel fires. Uh-huh. They have long been available in India's villages, but online retailers, including Amazon and eBay, are now reaching out to the country's ever-increasing urban areas. Also, here's a production line of them that are all ready to go. Some retailers say that they're offering discounts for large orders. Some customers are asking for gift wrapping as well. Quote, cow dung cakes have been listed by multiple sellers on our platform since October, and we have received several customer orders since then, said Madhavi Kokhar, an Amazon India spokeswoman. The orders come mostly from cities where it would be difficult to buy dung cakes, she said. In India, where Hindus have long worshipped cows as sacred, cow dung cakes have been used for centuries for fires, whether for heating, cooking, or for Hindu rituals across rural India. Piles of drying cow dung are everywhere, we tell. ShopClues.com, a major online retailer in India, said demand for cow dung cakes spiked during the recent Diwali season.
Diwali? V.
Huh?
You pronounce the W like a V.
Oh, Diwali, I'm sorry. A time when Hindus conduct prayer ceremonies at their homes, factories, and offices. On a recent day, ShopClues website showed that the patties had actually completely sold out.
Well, thank goodness they're gone.
Well, no, but that is a huge thing for as far as Africa, India, different places.
I do not want to eat your food that was smoked gently over cow dung.
But if you want to be able to have food that's cooked,
this was baked in an electric oven.
Zero cow dung.
In case you're wondering, in case you're wondering what you're going to have to shell out, should you need to purchase said cow dung.
Oh, sure, how much?
The cakes are sold in packages that contain 2 to 8 pieces weighing anywhere from 200 grams, which is 7 ounces each. Prices range from 100 to 400 rupees, which is about $1.50 to $6 per package.
That seems like a lot of money to pay for shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey.
It's sacred.
I'm just going to put it out there.
If it's going to heat you up, maybe.
I mean.
No, I read the Little House on the Prairie series, so I know this shit goes on.
Yeah.
Because they did it in whatever that was, a winter full of hate or whatever that was.
Onion story. This wasn't a lie.
Long, cold, lonely winter.
Yeah. Actually, yep.
Oh.
It's a big time fuel source.
I know what happens. I just don't need to watch it made.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Amina, for that clarification and almost validation of my story.
Nice.
Again, I bring these things to the table, and I feel like I'm maligned because
a vessel.
We feel enriched.
Fuck you.
We do.
I feel something.
I was good till the picture came up.
Yeah, that picture could have not come.
I like the listeners and viewers to see
cow dung.
Sure.
I like the listeners to see it the most.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
I like the listeners to see it, if they can.
I like it when the listeners get the visuals the best.
Sacred or not.
A happy story.
Happier than cow shit?
Is it about shit?
What a tough hurdle.
It is. A happy story. I don't know who it'll take to a whole new
level.
Wait a
minute.
Sweet blackface girl.
Didn't she tell a happy story about axe murdering one time?
Yeah, she did.
No, it was a happy story. Fucking hysterical.
I believe.
That's the difference.
I believe you intro'd that as a happy story.
Yeah.
Happy
story. Yeah, I remember that.
I thought that was a funny story.
Because Al and I ended up looking at each other going, what?
The wife's head off.
All right.
Fantastic.
A happy story.
That was in Tennessee. Anyway.
Morocco.
or however I self-identify. Yeah. It's about Adele. What else hasn't been about Adele recently?
It's me.
It's me.
I was wondering.
She was commenting because...
Hello from the other side.
She has the Time magazine cover, if you have seen that.
I have not.
It is gorgeous.
As is she.
As is she, yes.
Her eyeliner's on fleek.
On fleek. Well, if this would just
on
work
fleek
with
is not
me.
A thing. Stop trying to make it a thing.
I'm really upset that you missed my entire thing.
No, it's lovely.
I did hello.
Yeah.
And I did hello from the other side.
No, she's beautiful. I love her.
I know. That's why I thought she'd
it
get
was
it.
Very cute. I'm in the middle of a story.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Anyway. So within, oh boy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Within the Time magazine article, even she's flawless on the cover, the remarks she gave are even more powerful. She gave birth to her son Angelo in 2012, and that's where she took a break from everything. And she was opening up about what motherhood means to her. And she said that she accepts him come whatever may, which took me to Les Mis, but yeah. We're just going to let that go. He makes me so proud of myself, she says, and he makes me like myself so much. I've never not liked myself, she said. I don't have hangups like that, but I'm so proud of myself that I made him in my belly. Like you can hear, I made him in my belly.
I can hear her saying that.
Yeah.
I can't wait to know who his best friends are going to be, who his girlfriend or
people
boyfriend.
People who like Celine Dion.
Right. who his boyfriend, who his girlfriend or his boyfriend is going to be, or what movies he likes. Whatever my kid wants to be or wants to do, I will always support him no matter what. And I just loved that. It was like, whatever, either way, and making that statement. The Hello Singer has been an icon for the LGBT community. Back in 11, when she covered Out magazine, she described how fans would tell her how her music helped them come out of the closet. I get a lot of mail from people, she said, who tell me I make them really happy to be themselves and really comfortable with who they are, which I love. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I enjoy that when you have such a neat personality, like such a great personality.
Yeah, very open.
That, yeah.
So we're gonna find
She's very
out.
Charming.
So, she really so this is. Album is this is 25, right?
That's what, yes.
We're gonna find out about how she feels about all this at Adele 40.
Yeah. This kid's a fucker.
Completely. Wait, you know,
wants to start a band.
Oh, I just,
hello
I
from outside.
It. Yeah. Hello from go back in the closet.
Would you like to start a band?
But I do. I just there's so much in watching. Finally, being able to sit down and watch the concert.
Live from New York.
She is just so fun in it, and just like I can't wait to go to her concert. I cannot wait to be.
You're gonna have
there.
To.
No, I'm
You're
not. I have tickets.
You're gonna have to wait, though.
I have to wait, right?
You're gonna uppity, like you're gonna get a private one.
Oh no, but I mean, it's just it's very exciting to think, like, because she just comes out and speaks. Here she was on TV, and she just says, like, you know, basically that she shit herself.
Yeah.
You know, like, you, like, I just shit myself.
Like you do.
You look at this. And just, there's something about that with her accent and her beauty.
Yeah.
That you picture. And now I picture her and Kate Middleton and sitting there, like, just, you know, throwing, like, talking shit back and forth.
And I just love that she can command Radio City just standing there, like,
oh,
she
I love has that. Them.
But I have to tell
amazing.
You, like, I have
Harrison.
Had... Hi, Harrison. Harrison, you're not coming to a... It's dusty, the house. I don't have a day off to clean that. But we'll have fun. I am obsessed with Water Under the Bridge. Cannot listen to that enough. Mm-hmm. And Sweetest Devotion about the kid. With the kid, kind of like, Isn't She Lovely with the girl that it's about. I think her name is Aisha. That's the Stevie Wonder's daughter.
Stevie Wonder's daughter, yep.
When the daughter is giggling through it in the beginning of Sweetest Devotion, the little boy, like... talking to her, and oh my god, that song on repeat. Those two songs on repeat, they just have been on for days. I cannot.
Again, your neighbors love you?
It's mostly in my car. I'm never home. I'm either unconscious at home or on my way to or from work.
Right. It is, though. They haven't gotten old for me. I know that they've become, you know, that there's something to listen to, kind of intense, as Kat has said.
Yeah.
And for other people, they're just fucking over it.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello from the other side.
If it works, do it to death.
I like that.
No.
But I honestly have to say, though, that, like, not the whole, I don't have the whole CD on repeat. The other songs come up, I like them. But those two are the ones that, like,
I love that.
40 years from now, I'm going to still be listening to.
Well, and I love
that. Oh, yeah, the music is amazing.
Yeah.
Now, her humility, where she's just, I don't know if it'll last.
Yeah. Because from the 21 CD, it's that one and only song that, like, that just, I could listen, that's on my permanent repeat. Because there's always an album that you like when it comes out, and then a couple years later, there's just a couple songs that make it onto the big lifelong playlist.
Yeah, yeah.
And for me, from 21, it's one and only, and I'm kind of feeling like these are the two from this one.
I can believe that. Yeah, I just thought that was a neat little story. So, that's all. That's all.
It was very nice.
Can I do the one from Richard?
Go ahead.
Chattish room. So it's not this one's not really a happy story, but it has kind of a happy ending.
Is there an extra?
So Frau Merkel is involved. So now Frau Merkel insists that Europeans have to take in Muslim migrants playing refugee for the sake of European values. And they're having some problems because the Syrian refugees are kind of picking on and terrorizing the Christian refugees, but there have been some refugees that now that they're out of Syria are coming out of the closet and trying to live more openly as gay, thinking they're in Europe, it's safer, and there's some shit going down. Where's the part? Rami Ktifin, I think he needs to buy a vowel, made a snap decision to come out. A fellow Syrian had spotted a rainbow flag near the 23-year-old university student's belongings inside a packed refugee center. The curious man picked it up and, what is this? I decided to tell the truth. It is the flag for gay people like me. I thought, I'm in Europe now, in Germany. I should not have to hide anymore. What followed up the next several weeks, though, was abuse, both verbal and physical, from other refugees, including an attempt to burn his feet in the middle of the night. I don't know what that's about. There have been no official
figures. Kind of slows down a pride parade.
Yeah, exactly. Ouch.
Just guessing.
But the Lesbian and Gay Federation of Berlin and Brandenburg, for instance, says it's receiving 3 to 6 cases a week in which gay asylum seekers have been victims of physical abuse, including sexual assault.
Oh, so they're wanting to get in on the action, too.
Yeah. So
bastards.
Like, right. Like, so here are these people that are coming to another country feeling like maybe I can be free, and then their fellow refugees are, like, being all judgy bitches.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
kind of, like, not being nice. So what has come up, what they've come up with in Germany is, wait, let me read this sentence right.
Use your words.
Hello.
So what they're being told by, and I don't, they don't give a source for who this guy is. You do not have to give up your culture, not that, but you must accept the equality of women. You must learn that homosexuals and Jews are just like everyone else, and you must bear mocking and satire, even when it conserves your religion. If you don't accept these rules, you have no future here. So that they're coming to these.
So that's what the Germans are saying to the refugees. Like, hey, like, you're here now.
You're here now. Like, it's good that you want to keep up your religion, but now you have to try to assimilate into a broader culture. We've taken you in, and now you have to accept the things that we do. So, but I don't know who that man is. So they're also saying, and I can't find this in the story, but I found it the first time, that they're hoping to get, oh, here we go. Sensing a growing threat, officials in Berlin are seeking to open the city's first refugee center exclusively for gays and lesbians. It's a little bit of, like, segregation, but they're trying to, like, they do in prison populations and stuff.
Sure.
Trying to find a safe asylum for those that, when coming to Europe, are trying to come out.
Right.
And trying to, like, all right, now we're in a freer land.
Mm-hmm.
So assimilation is hard, and I like that we're not all acting like, you know, people from religion are fantastic people. There's some shitty people out
absolutely.
There. And I think that's going to happen when they come here, too. Like, you can hold on to your culture. You know, we have St. Patrick's Day. We have Columbus Day. We have holidays that make absolute... Columbus Day makes no fucking sense whatsoever.
Oh, well, I'm sure. And the Native Americans love that day.
The Italians in New York go ape shit nuts over it, like something important happened. So you can cling to these cultural... I don't know why we're clinging to Columbus Day, but we still do. That's the
nobody
most baffling
knows.
Fucking thing in the world.
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
But then, of course, you can't go back to, like, you can't have your, like, Roman laws from, like, 14 BC. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You got to update. You got to assimilate. You have to take on the culture that you're... If you want to come into Germany, if you want to be welcomed by these countries, we're going to have some civility going on. And
sure.
You're going to have to put up with a little bit of satire in case these countries want to get the Daily Show.
Well, and regardless of what country, every mass immigration like that, like, anytime a refugee class or a refugee... ethnicity kind of shows up in a country, like, you have that point of turmoil and assimilation, and it takes almost a generation.
Right, to
you know
assimilate,
what I mean?
Yeah, right.
In America, some of the really big ones that we've seen were, you know, Irish and Italian and, you know, way back in the day, and you saw that where...
And the Polish had a hard time
absolutely.
For a while.
Yeah, and then, you know, Japanese, and so you find...
Internment camps.
Well,
we fucked back on that one.
Yeah. But you find, and you'll find in these refugees, too, that, yes, they, you know, set themselves up in ethnic neighborhoods, and it's because there's safety in numbers. That's where the gay neighborhoods came from. There's safety in numbers.
Sure.
That's where the Polish neighborhoods in Chicago came from. There's safety in being among
Italy
among
and Chinatown
people.
And right.
Exactly. Every one of those ethnic localities came from a wave of immigration. You know, and that's just in America.
And they found
the
place
happens.
That nobody else wants to
sure.
work. I mean, no one else wants,
to live.
They
absolutely.
Buy up their real estate and call it their own, and then.
And that's
culture.
How it works, like, tale as old as time. And so it'll happen all through Europe, and hopefully, you know, the United States will continue to take on immigrants and welcome people.
Not if Donald Trump.
Well, no, not if
but
not
then,
if
but
a lot
Fox
of people.
Fox News will report that
there's a war on Cinco.
No, that there's a neighborhood. There's a neighborhood. Where did they say France or in either in France or in England that there was a part? There was a town that there was no police force because it was all Muslim. And I can't remember if London sued them.
Oh, God.
Nice.
I don't remember
wasn't it
that.
Wasn't it England that sued Fox News and was like, shut the fuck up? And Amina, no, German Americans were not put into internment camps because they're not easily identified. They look like white people. We only lose our shit over people that look different.
Yep,
however, exactly during World War II, anybody with an Italian-sounding name or a German-sounding like surname were for sure like harassed and watched. Yep. And there was an entire program in the United States that was harassing these people too.
Well, and that's why a lot of people when they came over changed their last names.
Sure,
I mean, like things became
even as
that was usually with Polish people. They would get rid of this, Polish, a lot of times
because nobody can say all those consonants all at one time.
That's true. Yeah. But I remember reading like with Italian people, mm-hmm. and
some of that
whatever.
Was like at the turn of the century. The people working at Ellis Island couldn't pronounce it, so they would just
change
shorten it.
It.
They would just change it. Right. Some of that was just because of this, not the stupidity, but the. The people that couldn't read very well accepted him and being like, I can't pronounce that. Your name is Smith. You know what I mean?
In Hollywood, like even the likes of Lucille Ball was actually at one point, they was interviewed and interrogated about, you know, being communist. And then the fact that she was married to a Cuban with, you know, Ricardo. Desi Arnaz.
Cuba was still our friend. The Cuban thing didn't play out because we were still friends with Cuba at the time.
Yeah. There was also an internment of Italian Americans.
Because I just saw that movie Trumbo. She did... Because they were unionizers in Hollywood. Hollywood and the SAG union is still huge. They unionized very early, and like Olivia de Havilland famously like overthrew the studio system. Like they were organized Bolsheviks. Like they really were union. Everyone working together for one common good. That's why Hollywood got in trouble. It's because they believed in unions and they were being like. Judy Garland was made to make like 18 movies in 1 year
for $1.50.
So they I didn't know about German or Italian because I mean my mother's maiden name is Wagner, so you don't get really too much more German.
Wagner,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, there's the W getting pronounced as a V. There you go, Kat.
See,
Wagner.
So you have these things where these people were just organizing unions that still exist today. Like, but that's how Lucille Ball got in trouble. And you had people like John Wayne that wouldn't support the unions. And that's why he became such a notorious asshole. Because there were people that didn't support unionizing. And, of course, the studio heads didn't. They wanted nothing to do with it.
No.
They wanted to make billions of dollars and pay slave labor.
Right, exactly.
You know, they needed Bernie Sanders back then.
It's amazing how much we don't know, though. Like, that's interesting to just learn that. About the German, Italian, and
I absolutely did not know that.
No,
and again, I grew up in a German Italian neighborhood, so I mean, you would think, but everybody was American. So,
well, even our American actor George Takei, who is an LGBT spokesperson, anymore and all that, I had the pleasure of hearing him speak when he was at the HRC convention. He was in an internment camp in Arkansas.
Snow falling on cedars. I mean, the Japanese were definitely interred.
They looked like people who bombed Pearl Harbor. That was kind of why they were around.
But they rounded up some Chinese people in there because they weren't real picky.
No, right. No, they were just going to.
There was a big emigration to Canada.
Yeah, they were going to. But was it part of that whole thing, though, to put them in internment camps to protect them? I thought that was the whole thing with George Takei's family. Wasn't that they moved them for protection?
Okay.
I thought that was part of it because
I'm going to put you in an internment camp for protection.
Well, they moved them. I thought that there was a thing that they moved them because they were Americans. They knew that they were Americans.
Okay.
But they moved. I thought part of that was for a protection because of.
Oh, I'm sure they sold it anyway.
Well, maybe that's
how they
sold it.
Sell it however,
that's what
however
I'm
you need
I'm
to.
Like, I wonder
maybe that's
how
it. By the way, for those of you viewing, I just want to make sure you know this. We got. Hello, and then we have hello from the other side.
No.
I wanted to get that in.
You know, Richard is
well done. Very well done.
Atta girl.
So now Richard is saying that there's problems because the refugees have already arrived in Canada, and now he's saying there's problems there, and that there's videos teaching kids how to behead people, making them practice first on stuffed animals and then on people. Wow.
Yeah, he said that there was a bomb threat 10 minutes from where he lives at a hospital. Now, is that the people coming in? Is that the people there?
Well,
and that's the hard part.
Not to make light of anything, in the 80s when I was in college, there was a bomb threat almost every day during finals because it would shut down the building and you had another day to do your finals. Like, I don't know if that was a 1985 thing. It was just the world at the time. So whenever somebody says it was a bomb threat in this building, I just come from that place of, like, Buff State in the... Whatever that was, the winter of 85 and the summer and the spring of 86, there was just a bomb threat at every building so that no one had to take finals.
Sure.
So, and so sometimes when I hear about these threats at campuses, I'm like, you know, is this just to get out of a test? Because that's what it was.
Right. Is it finals week?
My freshman year of college, there was a rash of bomb threats. So, like, I don't know what the difference is, but.
Well, and, you know, with Amina says, maybe refugees showing up in the U.S., Canada, and Europe will make people give a fuck about violence in other parts of the world.
Right.
And I think it's an eye opener because there's so much. I'll be honest with you, and this is ignorant. We can stamp my forehead with ignorant. Because I look at it and I say, almost not living there and the different things that are going on just in the world, it's almost too overwhelming to think of that.
Right, right.
When I'm sitting in my living room and I'm watching TV and, you know, whatever it is, and all of a sudden you watch the news or you watch this and that, and there are people going about their business in Baghdad and like bombs just going off. And they're just these little kids are walking to school or whatever it is. Yeah. I mean, like I can't process it.
And Amina, tell me the name of the country that you sent me the link about in Africa. She sent me a really it was a story about the violence going on in this. And I want to say it was Burundi, but I can't remember. And I had to do a whole thing. Like, I had to get educated. Like, where is this country? What is the story? What are we going against?
Sure.
And it reminded me of, like, Rwanda. Like, it just sounded like, isn't it Rwanda where they just made up, like, they decided you're going to be, like, Tutsis and you're going to be this, and now you're just going to hate each other?
Yeah.
And it's just random. Like,
yeah. It was like the Hatfields and the McCoys.
Like, you have to ask, like, how do you know that that's that? Well, we don't.
We don't.
So I don't know. So
or we do. Just, we just do.
My Rwanda is right next to my Riddiki.
Yeah. But so in a cabinet. Put it in the chat room with the name of that, because I read that whole article and I Googled it and now I'm just I cannot remember the name of the country, but the violence there was just atrocious. And the things going on in the streets.
Is it your story or is it my story?
I took a turn. So it's
So it's me. Yeah. We're coming back around here.
Yep.
Well, we're gonna move on.
Coming around the bend.
We're gonna move on and try to make this not so politically skewed.
Yeah, yeah.
Suspected burglar Alexander, and I don't know if it's Weigard or Vigard, because it's a W.
Oh, tough.
Alexander Weigard says that he had good reason for rummaging around a manager's office in Florida of a Walmart Sunday at 2 a.m. He wanted to apply for a job as a mystery shopper is what he was trying to do.
I saw this one. I thought of you.
Delray Beach police say the 20-year-old put on a hoodie and a sweatsuit over his street clothes after entering the store. He walked into the office and stuffed a garbage bag with an Xbox One and some other merchandise, and a total of about $460. Authorities say Weigard was in possession of a loaded handgun, a small bag of heroin, and a Mentos container, which actually didn't have Mentos in it at all. It had 33 Xanax pills and a bunch of other miscellaneous drugs.
Way better than Mentos.
Weigard, however, maintains that he entered the manager's office to apply for the mystery shopper gig because, quote, it seemed like a cool job, end quote. For those who might not know, a mystery shopper is a person that's hired by a manufacturer or retailer to pose as a customer, and then they go in and they literally just shop and go through the entire process of checkout and customer service just as a way of a retailer to gauge how their crew is doing, how their staff is doing. Weigard explained to cops that he pulled on the hoodie and sweatpants because his own clothes were dirty, justifiable.
Sure.
The pills were for foot pain, and the gun he just got from a guy at Dunkin' Donuts. This information all comes directly from the police report. The suspect faces charges of burglary, grand theft, carrying a concealed weapon, and drug possession. He remains in the Palm Beach County Jail in lieu of a $32,000 bond. The police report did not mention whether Weigard ever did turn in that job application. But let's take a glance at Mr. Weigard,
shall we?
Doesn't he look like somebody who would be a mystery shopper?
He kind of looks like Billy Joel the early years.
Oh, you're right.
He's got good hair.
What if he's a piano man?
Honey, you got good hair.
I don't know how you're holding up on the inside, but your hair is doing great.
So there's a...
your hair is doing just fine. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But your hair is doing just fine.
Oh, my God. It does look like a brown football helmet. So, so I'm working with the, this duo that I don't work with very often.
That's not where I thought the D word was going.
Yes.
I figured dipshit was coming somewhere.
Right. One of them doesn't come out well in the story. And they're having this completely vulgar conversation. And just, and I, like, I don't know them very well, so I wasn't sure if I liked them until the conversation started. And then they're just like, fuck this and fuck that. And just my kind of people.
Sure.
Just,
like us.
Just bitter and enjoying life with a little coffee. And so the.
Are you fucking kidding me? Amina, I love that Dunkin' Donuts. Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, I got a Dunkin' Donuts story. So then someone asked for a mint.
Atta girl.
And the girl part of the duo goes, do not get a mint from him. Because in his tin of Altoids, he has his blood pressure medication, his diabetes medication, and mints, and he accidentally gave a pregnant woman a diabetic medication because he can't tell them apart either. But he's like, I'm suffering from all of them. It's either, so if it cures the bad breath, the blood pressure, or the diabetes, I don't give a shit.
Take one of every color.
So I'm just cracking up. So I'm like, well, who was the pregnant girl and is she okay? And she's like, it was me and I'm fine. She's like, luckily we were in a hospital when I took it, so I just had to run down to the emergency room because my sugar bottomed out at around 6. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Now the six was from my story. But hers was not that low. I was the one that had that knew someone with a blood sugar of 6.
Oh, mercy. Mercy.
I'm like, do you speak Spanish now?
All right.
Well, we can certainly look at the year in review at the end. And Kat said she has some things.
I have some lists.
I'm going to review the part where I peed. Remember that?
So we can do that. But I wanted
are you on
to,
water pills? What are you? What's wrong with you? All right.
I wanted to let everyone know that apparently yesterday, which I did not know, ex Harlem Globetrotter star Metal Lark Woman died.
I saw that. Yeah.
I did not see that until just now. Yeah.
I can't whistle for shit right now.
Yeah, that was. Like, did you guys ever get to see the Globetrotters?
I think I did when I was really young.
I was a kid.
So fun.
No.
Like, it was just that was a lot of fun. Anyway, that was the
I'm wrong on the age.
Yep. So that
like the year end has actually knocked out quite a few. The was it the Motorhead, the metal band, like. One of the
Several pilots dude just died. Another dude just died.
Like three
died.
Or four people couple, just in the past couple days have just all checked out. Like they got through Christmas and we're like, we're done.
Oh fuck yeah, I can't make it through the year.
Yeah, no, can't. Just can't go on.
I can't go to next Christmas. They thought.
What was it?
I just can't do it. Fucked up.
I want to say it was like a metal band. It was the guy who just passed away.
Yeah, hang on.
I can't think. Yeah, he looked like he'd had a good thorough life though. Like he was. He looked like he'd been through
it. He made it.
Yeah.
Looks like you made it.
Looks like. Out of habit.
Well, I mean, not anymore.
Out of habit, I start singing Barry Manilow songs.
But not anymore. Looks like
he looks didn't like make he it. Died.
Yeah. Wow, guys.
Still dead.
So, yeah, let me from Motorhead just.
Motorhead,
died.
That's the one. Yeah.
And now he had a great quote that somebody should find.
Told you I was sick.
No, well, he was just diagnosed with cancer on Christmas Day and dead already.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they described it like somewhere between
that
the 24th and the
26th.
He was diagnosed with an aggressive form of cancer and dead already.
That's no shit.
Well, but you don't have time to make a decision at that point.
He had a really great quote about if you're going to be a rock star, be a rock star. No one wants to go see their next door neighbor standing up on stage. He's like, so it was a really funny quote he had about what you want to see
when you go to a concert.
Like be a fucking rock star. Like be a monster.
That's funny. Well, and also maybe one of the best ways that you could go. In a lot of you have cancer. You don't have time to be afraid of it.
No.
You don't have time to make any kind
of
decision.
You barely have time to get a halfway decent cup of coffee.
Well, exactly.
It's a recurring theme
like
with you.
3 days. Yeah, I'm addicted.
Well, but I thought it would be fun.
Meadowlark Lemon also, yes. And I'm not sure if this came from him or Abraham Lincoln, because it was one of those random...
They were not on the same team.
It came on as a meme.
One was black, one was white.
But you know how that, like, the Abraham Lincoln...
Are we talking about the many faces of Judy Garland?
Yeah.
We don't know. Attagirl.
Oh, thanks.
That may be the name
but
of this show.
Do you know how they have that meme that has Abraham Lincoln saying not to trust anything you read on the internet?
Yeah.
It was that same thing, so I really don't know, but the Meadowlark Lemon...
My destiny was to make people happy? That's what he said.
But
are we still looking for the Motorhead quote?
Yeah.
It's, if you're going to be a fucking rock star, go be one. People don't want to see the guy next door on stage. They want to see a being from another planet.
Right.
Via a quote in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And then the one from Meadowlark Lemon was about, I don't need to be the best at what I do. I just want to leave the game that I played a little bit better than when I found it. And he was a really, really nice man. Like, everything you ever read about, like, what they did for kids, how they toured the world, like, that they were just there to have so much fun.
Well, and you always knew that it was going to happen, but, like, Meadowlark Lemon was the one who would run around and, like, de-pants the ref.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and they always, it always just made, it didn't matter what they were doing. They were so talented,
mm-hmm.
but yet very funny. Like, it was just great kid humor, even for adults.
And it took me years to figure out that the song was Sweet Georgia Brown.
Which one, though?
Years. Like, I honestly, I was, this one day somebody's playing Sweet Georgia Brown, I'm like, oh my God, that's that fucking song. Like, just never, because it just had that tune that made you think, and didn't make you think of anything else but them, and it was laughing, also, and how they would just humiliate anyone, no matter how good they were, they were better. Like,
and it was such a light, fun song. It was just the Globetrotter song, and you're like, oh wait, there's a melody there.
Yeah.
Stand by.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, the weird news of 2015 was what I thought would be appropriate. Apropos.
How we really are missing Sarah Palin at this point.
Possibly apropos.
That's on the Office. Apropos. For those Office fans. The alien cat and other strange visitors. Did you guys? I don't remember that.
Oh, Jesus
cat.
Christ.
I don't remember us
doing
it.
Is that what they found in the seat of your car?
Yeah.
Well, they haven't taken it apart yet.
Well, what
to be determined.
Yes.
So many strange critters haunted the headlines this year that Earth seemed like it was just out there. Matilda, 2-year-old rescue kitty, became the internet.
The kitty was named after Mara.
became internet famous as the alien cat, though her giant eyes had nothing to do with ET abduction. At least one zombie cat rose from its grave, and everyone wanted an adorable, genetically mutated werewolf kitten.
Oh,
who doesn't?
In other beastly news, Johnny Depp complained that he was attacked by a chupacabra. A lizard man reportedly emerged from a South Carolina swamp, and a UFO was photographed over Loch Ness. Perhaps on a mission to find a legendary beast. And I thought, out of all of those, very interesting, we had not done one.
I was just going to say, I don't remember any of these stories.
So there was none of those. And then there were things that looked like Donald Trump. And I didn't remember doing any of these, right? An enterprising Florida artist turned the Donald, which was a intricate dick pic mosaic into a $28 butt plug, and I don't know.
We did that from the other room. We did that
for a dollar less. However, smart shoppers could purchase anal inserts inspired by Ted Cruz and Rand Paul.
Mm-hmm.
We did do that.
We did that story. Yeah.
There was the
anal,
taste of
anal
Bush.
Inserts. The excuse me. It's it's like there's cheap wine and there's good wine. You got your butt plug or you got your anal inserts.
That's right.
I can't tell which is better or worse.
I don't know which one, but I'm just saying there's two apparently discerning tastes here.
Well, there's the taste the Bush fashion statement.
What?
If you can see this.
Like, I can't see that.
Right?
That's funny.
There were some things
it's a wine glass. I'm sorry.
It's a wine glass.
Okay, God.
Says, look where the wine glass is. Just look. That's apparently where Premier Estates Wine wanted its curiously titled Taste the Bush campaign. Gonads figured big this year in weird fashion. Australian news anchor Natasha Belling's phallic necklined green jacket. Remember the green jacket? We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Became a social media sensation and the so-called vagina dress. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, but we also
I think their slogan, by the way, was
pass the floss. They had, do you remember the, son of a bitch, it's not right here, the vajankle?
Yes.
Remember the vajankle?
Yes.
They had,
vaguely.
There was like this foot fetish kind of thing, and it had an opening where you
oh,
could.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, again.
Oh, yeah. Again, too much for me. I was hysterical. The vagina dress had all kinds of people talking because it was this, someone wore that out and didn't realize that it looked like a big vagina.
Oh.
You can see that? but yeah, there was the vajankle. There was all kinds of just strange things. There were people that had all kinds of vagina tattoos, which I find very interesting. There was anger mismanagement. Just because the sign at Denny's says all you can eat, it doesn't mean you can feed your friends. That seems rather obvious, but a flapjack fight in Illinois was one of so many weird news dust-ups that could and should have been avoided. Minnie Mouse and Hello Kitty duked it out in Times Square. A Pennsylvania man was fired, apparently, for farting. Too much at work. And a UConn student needed to be physically restrained because the school cafeteria just wouldn't give him some, quote, some fucking bacon, jalapeno mac and cheese, unquote. Like, there were some of these that I remembered. But then there were ones that weren't in there. The people in Illinois that picked the barbecue. Remember they had the fight over the barbecue and the woman like put a knife, like stabbed the family member because she took the last
chicken.
Die. Like I would, there were so many stories. I thought, how did we miss some of these? There was the ending on a high note, and there were a couple more. But in 2015, more Americans than ever smoked marijuana legally. And as trained observers of weird news and strange crime, we made this observation. Nothing changed. A man walked around for 3 hours without realizing he had a knife in his skull. And another man heard his penis snap during sex.
Ooh, ouch.
And a woman, Wow.
And a woman augmented her record setting size 32Z as in zebra breasts. And none of this had anything to do with pot. Nor did weed inspire a guy to tie 110 helium balloons to his lawn chair so that he would float a mile high over the Calgary, Canada, as a stunt to promote his cleaning product business. Of course, anything can be abused. Cops in Austintown, Ohio responded to a 911 call from a guy who was too high. They indeed found him in a fetal position under a mountain of Doritos, Pepperidge Farm Goldfish, and Chips Ahoy cookies.
That story we covered. I love that one. I'm too high! Too high!
That's probably not why Ohio voted against legal marijuana. So, I thought that was funny.
Mr. Bojangles, I'm too high!
I would actually like to hear that call. 911, what's your emergency? I'm too high, man. I am too high.
Too high!
There are Doritos everywhere.
Chips.
Pepperidge Farms is a real place.
I'm here. Yeah, so that was just some of the kind of crazy, wacky, weirdest news of 2015. And I thought we covered quite a bit of it, but not all of it.
Not all. Who's it?
You gotta have goals.
You do. So who knew? So that's my. That's what I'm looking forward to in 2016, is finding all
covering more shit
that
like that.
Crazy shit. Yeah.
Got it.
Just the weird news, folks.
Hey, well, we'll do our final headline story, and then
I have one little short one.
Oh, go.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
Go ahead.
So, I don't get the hoverboard thing. Like, I don't get why you want to stand on that fucking thing.
Yeah.
But New York City's top cop said he doesn't understand the hoverboard craze. I think that anyone that buys one of those things is just out of their minds, Bill Bratton said at a news conference on Tuesday. I love that he had a news conference about a hoverboard.
One cop had a...
Hoverboards, which
I'm
are
start having news
periscoping, were people just periscoping that? How do you have a news conference?
No, but I mean, yeah, hoverboards, which are self-balancing electronic scooters, were a top-selling holiday gift, but they have also been associated with spontaneous fires and nasty injuries.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Bratton said the New York City Council plans to draft legislation that will say where and how the gizmos can be used. But it sounded like he'd rather they just disappear. We live in an extraordinarily crowded city. We have a hard enough time walking down the street, let alone hovering down the street, he said.
Right.
Federal regulators are also looking into the safety of the products, and at least one discount retailer, Overstock.com, has stopped selling them. That didn't stop boxer Mike Tyson from trying one out in his house and landing flat on his back. There's a link to a video here.
Oh, there's a lot of videos of this out there, yeah.
And a Catholic priest in the Philippines got in hot water for using one during Christmas Eve mass.
I saw him go down the aisle and do a turn and go right back. I'm like, that's efficient.
That a girl.
Your purse is on fire and you're
walking
floating.
On water.
That was wrong. The diet.
Really, Frank's going to frown on that.
I just love this.
Frank is going to
be Diocese of San Pablo said in a statement, even though the priest managed to stay upright the entire time. I'd like a quote from the Diocese of San Pablo. That was wrong. That's the whole quote.
That's
it. End quote.
End quote. Drop mic.
I don't know why I love that story.
Oh, That was wrong.
He just watched the video, said that was wrong.
But I love
it. No further questions.
There's an overhead camera. The overhead camera shot of that is he just literally floats down the aisle. He gets to the end and has a lovely little turn. Goes right back up.
To which the Diocese of San Pablo says, that was wrong.
Official quote, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't judge.
They had
don't
a news conference.
The sentence explaining who gave the quote is five times longer than the actual quote. That was wrong.
Three words. We got three words and we're done.
That's very funny.
They needed our hashtag. What is our hashtag? I can't remember.
It is not.
That is not okay.
It is not okay.
It is not okay.
That's what it should have been. Yeah. Hashtag, it is not okay. Do hover about while preaching the gospel of, let's say, John
or Luke. I feel
like
that is legit.
I do, too.
I think it makes it a little bit more entertaining.
I want the story about Christ walking on water. I want, you know.
Because you know you're sitting in the pews. Uh-huh. You can't really see the ground in the middle.
Amina.
And all of a sudden this guy just flies by.
Floats on by.
I mean, it's not the Dikes of San Paulo. The Diocese of San Paulo.
Hover back.
What's hover back?
Ain't no hover back.
Like, can you name
it's
it?
It's like a nay-nay.
and then the hover back. Your boobs got to hover.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
I like it when it is.
All right. So my last one before we turn over to entertainment.
I got to just add. I don't get this whole thing about it's not a hoverboard. Who gives a shit? What's a hoverboard?
Okay. So what people are looking for.
I'm confused. Thank
is
you.
What this is. This is basically, you remember the Segway? That really nerdy scooter from Mall Cop?
Yeah.
This is basically a Segway without the handles.
With the handles. I mean, so.
Right. So no handles. So what people are hoping for and looking for and wanting the hoverboard to be
is a
hoverboard from Back to the Future. A skateboard looking thing that literally hovers over the ground. This thing has wheels. This is just a scooter. The thing they're calling hoverboards just make you appear to be hovering.
Yeah.
Because it's so smooth and because there's no pedaling, there's no control. You just use a little bit of lean and it goes.
Because they want Aladdin's magic carpet with no handles to just jet you about the city.
Exactly.
Okay.
By the way, I
want Wonder Woman's plane.
I know a little bit about the people that are saying this now because it's not a hoverboard. I'm like, well, what the fuck?
Right.
Because it doesn't actually hover. We're taking live cameras to the backyard and we're going to test it live on the show.
I was this close to buying one for the boys. No, I thought about it.
And then you saw Mike Tyson fall flat on his ass.
No, and then I
which
read
is going to be entertaining.
No, then I read all the articles about you know the battery issues and the fire and you know no one will ship them.
You're paying on fire. That's my hoverboard.
I feel like if I set the children on fire, that's not going to end well for me.
It really does not.
I feel like no.
That'll be the cop's first question. My child's feet are on fire from a hoverboard. Was it really a hoverboard?
Well, the first question is who bought it? Right. Her.
Is this
you're not my real mom!
Right. Exactly.
That's what you're going to have to fight through.
Fantastic.
Count Carlson was arrested today for child endangerment.
I barely cared about Back to the Future. Can you imagine how I felt about the sequel? There's another crazy. Thank God that fucking shit. If I had to hear one more person talk about fucking Back to the Future.
That was the whole 2015 thing, right?
Yeah. Thank God the Mets came and passed.
Because if the Mets had won the World Series and I had to listen to that conversation for 30 more seconds, there would have been a knife really and a barbecue.
No, not
the Cubs.
The Cubs.
Again.
He doesn't care.
Barely care about the Mets. Can you imagine how I feel about the Cubs?
I'm okay. It was a blue team. I'm going to give you that credit.
I just went with shitty baseball team and ran with it.
You were right there.
I was really close. Plus, the fact it started with an M for totally. Him. So, you know, he'll just say whatever he wants.
You also could have inserted the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah. Could have been a lot of things. Not a blue team, though. Not a blue team. So maybe.
The Brewers are totally a blue team. Blue and yellow, aren't they?
Are they?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I thought
Stand
that.
Stand by.
Yeah, you might be right.
I think, I'm going to do this last little story.
You're absolutely right.
And this is something that I think I may actually download or we just may actually order it and get it ourselves because we need it. Curse your way through 2016. And who doesn't want to do that with a not safe for work adult coloring book?
Yes! Oh.
Profanities such as Thundercunt.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. I forgot that they had a team.
Profanities such as thundercunt, fuck this shit, cock womble have all been beautifully outlined in floral
Honest
patterns.
Has been sent to me 11 yeah. times.
There's the
we
lovely.
Bought that for
here's
Abby
the lovely
for Christmas.
Here's the lovely cock womble.
Cock womble. I like that. That's good.
This
sounds
one is
very European.
This one is fuck everything.
Well, oh, that's lovely. I think that's suitable for framing.
For yeah, some of so. For some of you, maybe appreciative of the anal.
Ah. Not I.
I'm not sure.
And then, really, the loving.
I mean, it's not really vulgar. It's technically correct.
Right.
The other one that's loving. It's lovely. The loving phrase, twat waffle, also readily available,
suitable for framing.
So what you need to do is grab yourself some crayons.
I think they need cunt muffin.
Keep
cock juggling thunder cunt. I believe it's the
yep, that was
grab yourself some crayons and remember to keep stay inside the lines. Artist Sarah Bigwood from Chelmsford, Eastern England, came up with the sweary. She calls it the sweary coloring book concept. It's a world away from the mindfulness adult coloring books that have become popular over the past year, but it'll probably help de-stress you and much others the same way. There are 20 cusses in total. Others include, and this is where, Marnie, you may be a little more into this. Let me get this picture off the goddamn screen. Get this. Go back to us.
I'm so fascinated by the twat waffle. Just, I was like, I know. Look at me looking what? At that.
Other phrases in the coloring book include dickhead, fanny flaps,
nice,
fuck it, fuck a duck,
uh-huh.
Fuck everything,
nice,
piss off, and the all-important wank stain.
Oh, I love it. Atta girl for green.
Oh, God.
Big, I feel like no on that one.
Oh, God,
Bigwood has
funny.
Raised
like
almost $20,000 on our Kickstarter to fund the project. The Good. Finished book printed on high-quality paper has been brought or can be bought pre-sale for $16.48 on her Etsy store, Pixie Raw Designs website. The book and individual pages can also be downloaded from Etsy. Some fans have already been very busy doing so, I guess, online. And I think maybe we ought to download a couple. Maybe color them in, put them in the
I want Bigwood next to anal.
Yeah.
For the win.
Or you could just have anal Bigwood.
Not the same.
You like
could be.
I mean,
all right.
Close enough.
Depends on
yeah
which bathhouse you pray at.
Yeah, we did. It's very cool to actually see it. We got that for Aaron's sister for Christmas.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
It's very funny. Yeah, it was very fantastic.
Where did you find it? Locally? Or did you order it online?
No, we ordered it.
You did?
Yeah, it was all online. But it was very funny.
Oh, that is.
Yeah, they're very funny.
I'm going to have what?
You can actually find them some on Amazon as well.
I looked at you very quickly, didn't I?
You did, and I don't know why you did. It makes me nervous.
Well, because two things were happening in my brain at one
time.
Two things.
I like it.
Thing number one, I've literally been to a grown-up coloring party, and it is oddly like fun and therapeutic.
I would love it.
It's super strange. Yeah, a friend of mine was like, you know, saw, and it's like a boozy mom fad, and so she's like, we need to do this, and so they went and bought all of these adult coloring books and like invited some people over and had like wine and drinks and stuff, and they had like the deluxe coloring or colored pencil set, and seriously, like, six women sat around a dining room table and just bitched about husbands and drank some wine and talked about whatever and just colored away.
I could walk into living room.
I feel like this is an activity for people that can't play cards.
Maybe.
I can't.
Nah, I'm not very good.
I could walk in the living room right now and pull three or four coloring books off of the shelf that were from like 5, 7, 8 years old that I still have. And I used to color meticulously, shockingly.
Look at
this. Everything was right in the lines. Yeah.
I can believe that.
Yeah, I still have them.
Also, my second thought.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Number two.
Yes. Completely unrelated. While I was researching Fat Guy Across America, I found his I found his personal Facebook page and sent him a friend request. And breaking news, he just now accepted.
Sure! I love it.
And so
atta
I
girl.
Sent him a message that says that we do a weekly podcast and we ran across and thanks for the ad and we talked about him and blah, blah, blah. So I'm eagerly awaiting a reply.
Oh!
No, I do have a question. What was the, with Womble, what was the?
Cock Womble.
Cock Womble.
Mm-hmm.
The oh, act of tackling up. Someone and fisting them at the same
time. Oh! Atta girl!
I'm going to womble Sarah for saying I couldn't do this.
Is that code for Taco Tuesday?
Maybe.
Different
Wombling,
taco.
Wombles, wombled.
Oh,
Wimbledon.
God.
Wimbledon.
Hashtag surprise sex.
When it's fancy, it's Wimbledon.
Yeah. Oh.
Purse wine, fancy wine.
to
it's
wobble
hard not to make
the
that a
act of farting on someone's dinner, the most effective wombling is done without pants. I'm not making this up.
What is your source?
UrbanDictionary.com.
Which is, okay.
Which is a reliable source.
Amy Schumer's last stand-up had 10 minutes of her just reading Urban Dictionary out loud.
No. I'm all about Urban Dictionary.
If I had anything to do with Urban Dictionary, I'd be suing the fuck out of her. Getting some of that money. That was just lazy comedy.
You're getting your money out of it.
Wow. I don't even know what to do.
Goodness gracious.
I got to play Exploding Kittens.
I'm not sure what game.
Oh
that
my
is.
God! No, I. You know what, Joe? I'm glad somebody bought it. I saw it and wasn't sure what it was at first, and then realized that it was a game, and am completely.
I uncrossed my legs when I realized it was a game.
Here's Butter Your Muffins.
Exploding Kittens is created by the people that created the comic site. I believe it's the Oatmeal, and so all of a sudden there was like this GoFundMe for Exploding Kittens, and I was like, what the fuck is this? Turns out it's a game, and so when you or it was a Kittickstarter, I guess. So when you contributed, you got the game.
Four and up. What the hell?
I'm not even sure, but I'm intrigued. If you guys get the fat guy on the show, that could be our big break. If we get the fat guy on the show when he's here in 2028,
or I'll just be that for Halloween,
pedaling his ass like 13 miles a day.
10 more pounds, I can be the big guy.
Yeah,
we'll be the Golden Girls. Legit.
Totes golden.
So Joe, golden. I'm very happy for you and very excited that you have Exploding Kittens.
Huh. Things that I never thought.
This segment
would say
was
for
really
100.
Fun. What's next, guys?
Thanks. Atta girl.
Well, we're gonna do this.
Wait, we have
what?
All right.
We have a new night manager who doesn't know me and came up and was showing me pictures of dogs on his phone, and I'm trying to be nice because he's trying to learn his new job, and he walked away, and somebody goes, "That's got to be Oscar worthy." The faces you were making during that, I'm like, oh, I couldn't chew my arm up fast enough. Like, who's gonna tell him? Like, don't trap me in a corner and make me look at dog pictures.
Not Perkins. Leave Perkins alone.
Give him $100 gift card.
You leave Val Perkins out of this. Well, if you don't want to chew your arm off just yet, join us for hour 3 because we got more to come. Al's gonna do entertainment. Kat's gonna do the attempt.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about some other things that happened this past year, and then we're going to sign off for the last time of 2015. So come,
that's so sad.
Stay with us, and we'll see how that goes right here.
All right.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is The Show. It's Q Talk America. It is a Tuesday night. You're in Studio C with the cast. But it's typically here on a Tuesday night. It's Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer, and that's Al Perkins. I'm Clayton McKee. We are beginning hour 3 of our show, and we may end on time, we may not. It's a gift we leave for you at the end. But what we're going to do now...
Is it a gift?
It's a gift.
Okay.
You never know.
Are we gonna
stop?
I just wanted to make sure.
Or is there going to be a little more?
We don't know.
It's kind of like foreplay.
Anticipation.
Right, it's making me wait. We're making you wait till the end of the show to find out if we end on time. But let's do this. It's a little segment that Al likes to call...
Almost Entertainment!
Because I've watched like 9 times more football than I have any other kind of television this week.
Have you taken over sports?
No, but that's what everybody's had on the TVs at work, so that's all I've... Luckily, I like football, so it's been good.
Oh, good.
This is the Vikings one. What I've learned from the commercials that I've seen during the football games is that two fun new shows start next Monday on NBC, who I swear just wants to get the least amount of viewers possible based on the demographics. And Gallivant returns on Sunday and the Kennedy Center is tonight.
I know, I saw like 3 people post on that.
Oh,
no, I don't like those stories.
I know.
So now the big news is Netflix has a new series out called Making a Murderer. It's kind of from the people, you know, the idea of Serial. And oh, God, I just heard who the new season of Serial on whatever station Serial is on. Oh, God, they're handling a big case.
Standby.
Is it NPR that does Serial?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. There, I did hear this. Yeah.
I totally heard this. But I cannot remember.
It's a podcast that's getting...
Aaron, we listened to it on the way back from Minnesota a year ago.
Okay. Yeah.
Season two is a story. Yep. A gazillion people have heard about the story of Bo Bergdahl.
So they're handling...
The U.S. soldier who walked off his post in Afghanistan in 2009 and was captured and held by the Taliban for nearly 5 years.
He's given, the only interview that he's given to them.
Right, and it's an interesting story because you have, all these, right-wingers that are on my page that are all about, Obama doesn't like the troops. But then when it comes to Obama freeing Bergdahl, they're all like, oh, they should have just left him there. So that's, here's a kid with mental issues made a mistake, but we're going to just leave him in, Iraqi,
because we only love troops while they're shooting brown people,
right?
Yeah. And we don't love them when they come home. We don't love them when they get captured. We don't love them any other time. We only love troops while they're shooting,
breaking things, and killing people.
Well, right. Yeah. In typical fashion, or babies when they're in the womb,
right?
Or,
yeah.
Right. Once you're breathing on your own, right. Fuck
yeah.
you. You're
fuck
dead.
You. Yeah.
Get off the dole. You can't help me. And you help me.
Conservative love is very conditional.
You need me to help you.
I have four right wing friends from high school that are all served in the military, and all of them, just the shit that they said about not bringing this kid home. I'm like, seriously, this band of brothers, that's your answer, is leave this kid over there for their punishment? We're not going to take this kid who was kicked out of another branch of the military, not kicked out, but he got discharged from, the Coast Guard.
Yeah, I think it was Coast Guard.
He had issues.
Right.
This was someone that someone should have spotted.
Right, they should have never let him in the other branch.
There's something a little bit off about this guy. So anyways, that's serial. That looks good. But now, from this, the people that brought you this and... Oh, God, the one that the guy at the end of the HBO series said, I killed them all.
Oh, right.
Wasn't that Jinx?
Yeah, the Jinx. So anyways, in that theme, there is a new show on Netflix called Making a Murderer. I've just been so tired. It's queued up. It's next. And I fall asleep the minute I hit the button.
Oh.
But now this show is becoming this huge hit. Everyone's talking about it, and they're actually petitioning Obama now to get this kid, this man, it's many years later, pardoned. He was sent to prison for a rape that he was exonerated of, and now he's being accused of murder, that he's already been through the system, served his time for a crime he didn't commit. So this documentary, it's just everywhere. Everyone is talking about it, and it's one of those things where I'm like,
even
please
CNN
don't tell me
says it's their new favorite obsession.
And it really is. It's been on every time I think I'm going to have a day off, I have it queued up and ready, and then they come, I have to work and I have to go to bed. So I have not seen it, but I'm very excited because I've enjoyed all these other ones. The podcast of Serial, which I didn't listen to on NPR. I heard it on iTunes, was riveting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one of those things that I had playing as I was going to sleep and be like, five more minutes.
Erin likes to get into my car and just crank NPR. She listens to that like most people listen
that
to.
That sounds so...
Erin.
Quiet.
Terrifying. Yeah.
To me, that would be the case of the knob goes to 10, but we're going to leave it on 6.
Yeah. Here's what I do. I get in the car 4. And I'm like,
we're going to crank that NPR all the way up to...
No, no, no. And she does.
6 today.
She really next on Fresh Air. We're going to talk to somebody.
NPR.
Dusty muffin.
How to make banana bread from bad bananas in your freezer.
Muffin. I like it.
78 degrees in Central Phoenix.
And it's very hard.
Shoot me.
When I do listen to this stuff, because I listen to that,
but I like
cereal.
I like things like that. But that Diane Rehm, she sounds just like
she's
Catherine
retiring.
Hepburn.
No, she's retiring.
I'm going to go down to the...
I don't know Diane Rehm. I don't know anybody sounds like
she's on mid-morning. She's on before the lunchtime news.
Shoot me.
On
I thought you said the lunchtime news.
It could be.
Perfectly appropriate. Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Depends on the day.
Attagirl.
Did I go to lunch with the moms?
Yep.
Lush time.
it's one of when it has things on like cereal or anything like that, then I love it. Then I'm paying attention. But anything else? Fuck.
Yeah. And Erin says there's a taco restaurant in Las Vegas that got broken into and turned into a commercial about wanting their tacos really
badly. Yes, I've seen the commercial.
Okay, that looks like fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
So tonight is the Kennedy Center Honors, which is, I always say is the best thing that a gay boy and his mother can do together is watch the Kennedy Center Honors. So I hope everyone is taping that.
I have it recorded.
I am taping. I was hoping to stay tonight and watch that.
Right, well, I'm hoping that you and I will find a time to watch it together.
And I just have to get through tonight and tomorrow night, and then I'm free at last.
Thank God Almighty.
Oh, thank God Almighty. So always the best time, and you never know what to look forward to. Like, you just never know.
You know who the honorees are, but
you don't know which
out.
Is the one that they're going to really sell.
Yeah.
I offend anyone and everyone, so, but I appreciate that she had a stroke and that they help her stay on the air. I'm just telling you, I can't listen. Yeah, that, it's just,
oh.
Diane Reed.
No. She's retiring. Her last season is happening now.
And just talk radio in that way? If Aaron takes my car and I'm trying to drive my car, I get to the corner and I'm going to have a fucking accident because I'm already asleep.
Wow.
What the fuck? You know, but that's just me, you know, so I'm not trying to offend anyone.
Why don't you make the station change before you leave the driveway?
Oh, but I need to. I just don't think, like, I get in and I don't pay any attention.
Planning, Marnie. Like,
no, I just plug in my phone and hit USB and I'm in charge of that.
Yeah, I might need to just put a note in
there. Oh, that's right, but you have the old car that doesn't have that feature. Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. I do.
We had some update to do here, people.
I'm getting a new seat.
Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah.
So I just want to see you drive on a folded up sleeping bag. I feel like that's a hoverboard. So it never really matters who's getting honored on the Kennedy
Thank
Center
you,
Honors
man.
Because
I
didn't watch the year with The Who, which was one of my favorite years. I certainly was not watching because I thought the tribute to The Who was going to be particularly a high point, and it still has remained one of the most moving pieces of television I've ever seen and one of my favorite years ever. And so I say it every week, I love that feature on Facebook where you get to see your memories.
Mm-hmm.
So every memory for the last 7 years, every day has been about the Kennedy Center Honors because they play this week.
Right.
It just changes. I think this is the first time it's ever not been on a Sunday.
Right. I thought that was odd, too.
Tuesday was odd.
Because normally we watch it together on the Sunday after it's recorded.
The year that they did the tribute to Barbara Cook was another year that I thought... Barbara Cook, really? What are you going to do? And that's the one that just slayed it. Glenn Close came out and did Losing My Mind. And mm-hmm. We all lost our minds. Like, there's a whole exchange between me and Barbara about who's going to, like, you know, get to the finish first over Glenn Close singing Losing My Mind. It's, like, the perfect person for the song, aside from Barbara Cook. Okay, so Telenovela, which we talked about a couple weeks ago with What's Her Butt from
Eva Longoria.
Desperate Housewives. Eva Longoria, the only one that knew that Desperate Housewives was a comedy and was always funny on that show. Very funny from the guy that gave us Steel Magnolias and Soap Dish. And this is behind the scenes. I watched the first two episodes. Thought they were amusing. It wasn't hysterical. It wasn't like Veep where I was like obsessed over it for months. There you go, Aaron. But it was amusing. And it was the same jokes that he got away with in Soap Dish that made me laugh. So I'm hoping at some point somebody has to read off a teleprompter, doesn't have their glasses, and says brain fluid, brain flakes. So, and then Superstore is starting with America Ferrara, and it's getting some good reviews. They're saying it's kind of like The Office meets Family Guy. Mm. It's getting really good reviews from different
Superstore.
It's called Superstore, and they play back to back. So that starts next Monday on the 4th.
Very
if you want to tape it.
But that's on, is it NBC?
NBC.
Got it.
And like I said, they just keep trying to get a smaller and smaller and smaller demographic because I loved Parks and Rec, but that show was made for like 6 people. Like, it was all improv. It was really inside baseball jokes. And by the third season, like, the jokes just stayed amongst them. Like, there was nothing topical. Everything was just about those 6 characters. And I laughed because I watched every episode, so I always found it funny. But
you were in on the jokes.
It was kind of like by the third season of Arrested Development, they were not trying to lure anyone new in. If you didn't get the joke, and find out how funny it was for them to go, they didn't care. And then they made it about, you know, Gold Member or whatever, that when they did that whole parody about Charlize Theron playing a slow person.
Attagirl!
Thank you.
Aaron has a friend on that show, and I'm just curious, that show, just because he's...
Which show are we talking
about?
We're
on a time delay here, just Aaron. What show are you talking about?
Well, Al's delayed, but...
Yeah.
He's slow.
It's either Superstore or
Telenovela.
Telenovela.
So then the last
one
is the show from last year that it kind of bombed. So I really don't. It was the biggest surprise pickup of the year was Gallivant by the people that brought you Little Mermaid and all these different things. Just not the dead guy, but the guy that's still alive. Alan Menken. Yeah. The writers are good. It was kind of stupidly amusing.
Stupidly funny, right? Because it's a
catchy
dorky little, like. I've seen a few episodes, and it always reminded me of Superstar. Like Monty Python meets a little bit of a musical.
Yeah, really was just Spamalot, just right. With original thoughts. It got renewed for 5 episodes. It only played for 4 episodes last year. It was supposed to be 8, but then they made them all an hour and cut it down to 4. Buried it on a month and a day that no one was watching.
Available on Hulu, by the way.
And fun. Yeah. The part, and they only did the recap for week 2, where she's something about she's tilting slightly bitchward. Which I just love a C reference while calling someone a cunt.
Well,
but anyways,
sure.
Gallivant comes back on Sunday. It's not for everybody. It's a very, very niche market, but
very nerdy, yeah.
I just thought it was kind of like goofy, stupid fun. And that like the people are cute, everyone's singing songs, and it's a little bit sarcastic and a little bit like the dirtiness is kept so subversive that you don't realize how like filthy it all is. And
right. Yeah.
So that starts on Sunday. So, and it's only 5 weeks, and they got to commit for 5 weeks, which means they made 10 episodes, combine them in an hour, and then bury them in the night of the week that no one's watching TV. It's going to go all against the Super Bowl. Oh. It's going to be the 5 weeks ABC is burying it against playoff games in the Super Bowl.
This is the friend of Aaron.
Oh, yeah. That's in Superstore.
I saw him in the ad today.
Yeah.
Oh, so, cool. Nick Santos, parenthetically, the Asian guy.
The Asian guy.
No. Nico Santos. I'm sorry, not Nick. Nico.
Did anyone? Because
Nico Santos is a local news reporter here in Phoenix.
Yeah, that's funny.
Parenthetically, is he an Asian guy?
No.
Oh,
doesn't sound like would be. Did you see Star Wars yet?
No.
Haven't had time.
This is the only place I've been besides my house. And
I didn't remember the restaurant. What you said beforehand. Did you see it?
I've seen it. Yeah.
What did you think?
I loved it.
I loved it too.
I want to go see it again.
We saw it on...
I might do that tomorrow. Ooh,
and Joe
that
said
tomorrow.
That he wasn't impressed. He didn't like it. But I don't know if that's because he's
and,
going
know,
to be far more into something.
What's funny is here's what I'm wondering, because I've seen a ton of people like vehemently against it. Like I didn't like it and there were plot holes. And I'm thinking to myself, what were you expecting?
Yeah.
Like, what were you hoping for?
There's a giant plot hole in that first one.
Right. Yeah. There is giant plot hole. Like... Sci-fi is really easy to poke holes in because it's all based on things that aren't real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right, so sci-fi
I'm
and fantasy...
I'm supposed to believe... Well, you gotta kind of believe a lot of different
sci-fi
things.
Sci-fi and fantasy. So I always... I wonder, and maybe Joe is somebody that can kind of try and answer this question to me, because I'm wondering, are people... because Star Wars has a huge following and has what's called the extended universe. So this is
okay. Right. That's the followers.
So there were the original novels, which are now no longer like the base of the story, and the extended universe.
Oh no, it's an original story. They were those are ones where they
the novels were after.
Yeah, they took the premise of the movie and they extended it out to make books out of it.
And
this is a George Lucas original story.
Outside of the 6 movies that have preceded this one.
Yep.
There's an entire community and an entire universe that explains backstories and has histories and all of this kind of stuff. Like nerd
Way
orgasms.
Too inside baseball.
Nerd orgasms everywhere. So I'm always wondering, like...
It's really true.
Like, are we expecting not a continuation? Like, this movie seems to fit smack dab on the end of Return of the Jedi.
It does to me. Absolutely.
Return of the Jedi, 30 years, this movie, I'm there, I'm sold,
there was no fucking Jar Jar Binks. Yeah. There was none of that shit for me.
Yeah. And so, because they got rid of George Lucas. First thing, get rid of George Lucas. Eliminate the problem.
Well, and J.J. Abrams seems to love the things that he gets into. He did Star Trek and seemed to have a love and...
He was so excited.
And I'm going to get yelled at from Aaron in capital letters. But I enjoy the Star Trek movies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a shit about them once they're over.
Right.
But I liked that reboot because
it
was very J.J. Abrams. We got a backstory. It was just like Lost.
Yeah.
You see a character and then you got a flashback 30 years and find out how they got there.
Sure. Figured it out. Yeah.
Mission Impossible 3, J.J. Abrams. I like his style. He doesn't do anything all that different.
I have read, since seeing the movie just the one time, I have read, because I read the internet every day, in its entirety, if I can. I've read all of the fan theories.
She's very busy.
That's my goal.
She's very busy.
That's why when I'm laying on the couch for like 3 hours like this,
gotta get you a
Sharon's
hobby.
Like, what are you doing? I'm like, reading the internet.
Yeah.
I'm very busy.
I call it memorizing the internet.
I'm reading the news.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. I got shit to do.
I'm reading the paper.
That's right.
Took my grandpa all day. It takes me all day, too. I just do it on my phone. I forgot where I was going with that. Oh, because I've read all the theories, I've read all the plot holes, I've read all the things, and I just keep in my brain going, what?
Right. So there
you know what I mean? Like, what are you expecting out of this?
Yeah.
I thought it was awesome.
I did, too.
I'm ready for the next one.
I was excited. We were clapping at different parts.
It was very nice. I teared up twice. Two times.
I'm not going to lie.
Two times with a tear.
I did as well.
Yeah.
I did as well. I gasped.
Yeah, did you?
I'm kind of hoping that Harrison wants to see it this week. I mean,
go see it. It's fun.
I've wasted enough of my life on I've seen the other six.
Yeah,
I can't tell you anything about those middle three.
That's okay.
Like, I really didn't like the first Star Wars. By the second two, they were okay, but I didn't really care. And the middle three was like C-SPAN. I was like, what the
Like, what is happening?
Yeah. And I probably...
I didn't understand any of the 90s Star
only
Wars
saw,
stuff.
I probably only saw the first one.
Yeah.
And it's a very low probability that someone made me see parts 2, 3, 5, 6, however they do that fucking counting.
My favorite part of this whole push, the what is it called? The something awakens?
Awakens.
The Force Awakens. My favorite part of this whole thing has been watching... crazy Carrie Fisher interviews on every network.
Those are a lot of fun.
She's nuts.
She's funny. Yeah, she
See,
really
and
is.
I feel like I caught the Force. I feel like the Force is stronger within me. A friend of mine had been out of town, and I texted her just kind of randomly, and she's like, oh my God, we just landed. I'm like, I could feel the shift in the Force.
Santa just is black.
On the dark side. Yeah. He's on the dark side.
Just is with me.
Right.
I feel the Force has gotten stronger within me.
I agree. Yeah. Move to the dark side. Like I said, I put that in our post.
I like how inside baseball people are with this. Like, he felt like he was watching a redo of A New Hope episode 4. You can just call that Star Wars. That was the name of the movie when it came out.
That was the name of the movie, right.
It was called Star Wars.
Right. And I agree.
That New Hope shit didn't start till later.
When Nero says that she's madly in love with Carrie Fisher, I'm thinking that Nero means that. I personally am not like madly in love. I'm in love kind of with her spirit. Like everything about her.
Oh, I enjoy her writing.
Yes.
Postcards from the Edge. She did a second book. And there's a lot of movies that she was hired to clean up the dialogue in.
Sure.
And she does the ghostwriting on a lot of different movies. We're like,
that's very nice.
Part of a lot of things. Yeah.
Because people know, like, you know, like George Lucas, like he writes an outline for a story, but then the dialogue is like watching someone die. James Cameron is another one, is like, oh my God, fix this dialogue. Okay. So they'll hire someone like Carrie Fisher to come in and fix and punch up dialogue.
Okay.
And
I didn't realize that.
That sounds like a really fun job. I want that job.
Yeah, I mean, so, and she's very witty. I mean, they did her roast on Comedy Central, and she called them all out, like, if you look at me and my life and all you get is menopausal and fat, you're a lazy fucking comedian and you need to get off the stage.
Yeah. Oh!
Like, up your game. And it was really... Oh, no, it was Roseanne. It was when they roasted Roseanne and Carrie Fisher was on the dais. And the funny thing was having her stop at midway and be like, it's Roseanne Barr. Up your game. Fat, middle-aged, menopausal, not funny. Get some better material. And I was like, okay, I love this bitch. And now when she's like, I didn't age well. You mean because I didn't have 19 things of plastic surgery? I'm an older woman who had electric shock therapy, a great history of mental illness.
Yep.
I'm still here. Fuck you on how I look.
Yeah.
That's why I love her.
And with Nero, yes, she is hilarious.
She really is very
funny.
Just
very cutting. She had a special where, like, a one woman, and I don't know if she's had others, but it was just her talking about her life. Just standing up there, talking, walking, like a living room.
Forgetful Drinking.
Is that what it was?
It was called Forgetful Drinking. Okay.
And it
How do you know this? Because
she toured. It was on HBO.
Oh,
it was really good.
It was on HBO.
But you have a lot of
wishful drinking.
Wishful drinking.
Wishful drinking.
The Force.
The Force Awakens.
And she had all the pictures. Like, she brought everything together of her life and all of the kind of, you know, Eddie Fisher and Liz Taylor and talking about the Eddie Fisher, Liz Taylor, Debbie Reynolds and mocking the fuck out of it and just. It is what
and
it is.
There was a Here's really funny interview in Rolling Stone decades ago where she was interviewing Madonna. And they hired her to interview Madonna because they were like, who can handle this interview and not just be I want to say savant, but that's not the word. Like, just a blowhole. That's not the word either. I can't think of the right word. It'll come to me.
A drooling savant.
Right, that kind of thing.
A fanboy.
Suck up. What's the word? That other word for suck up?
Kiss ass.
Yeah, it'll come to me. It starts with an S. But anyway,
sycophant.
Groupie.
Sycophant.
You're welcome.
Oh.
Yeah. And she said,
girl.
I'm really good at this game.
Yeah. Last week I was psychic because of all the coffee. So she was saying, like, my mom's an icon. My dad's an icon. I married Paul Simon. Like, you're not going to scare me with fucking Madonna.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so the interview was funny. Really funny yeah, of, like, true. I know big stars, bitch. Settle down and do the interview. And it was a very funny interview. And they talked about, like, dabbling in lesbionics. And, like, it was very, very funny how they went through it and how candid they were with each other. And Madonna was like, it ain't no thing unless it's got that schwang. And she was just saying, like, just didn't get it done. Like, I wanted to do it. Went down on somebody. All very fun. But nope. Turns out I like the penis. And but it was that kind of, like, really... just honest, sure. To the point, I'm not afraid of you, you're not afraid of me interview. Really fun.
That's very interesting. Yeah. I didn't realize that. I think that Anant talks about the hype of the movie, and I think it's because I didn't care that I enjoyed it.
Right, and that's the other thing.
Because I wasn't into that hype. I wasn't, and it's true. For me, when Titanic came out, I did not see that for, I don't even, 6 years after. Oh. I didn't. Yes. I know you saw it.
Cine Capri. I saw it 8 times in the theater.
Oh yeah.
And finally, Pookie of Pookie's fame, he gave me his copy on VHS, and was like, sure. "Sit the fuck down and watch this."
Oh, it probably wasn't letterboxed either. No, probably. You're gonna tell me that you
but
said.
But I have no fucking idea because I was like, ugh.
But you didn't. And it was only because I promised. Big and gorgeous, then like the gloriousness of the size of that it wasn't wasn't wonderful. Green screen like. Parts of it are, but they built that fucking boat.
Right,
like,
no, you know, right. Absolutely. Like, no, but fine, I'll come and, watch and I it think, years. I think it's
but
like,
I honestly...
but it was so built up. It was so... Yeah.
And you can never live it. Once something gets overhyped...
But my
and then the backlash has to start immediately. Yeah. Once something gets really good, like the Adele backlash has to start immediately. Yep. Like, oh, I can't stand her. She's overrated. Right. Right. Like, that backlash always comes in.
But my interest in watching seeing the movie wasn't... I mean, I knew of the story. I knew how it ended. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there was a... Yeah. Mine wasn't to see...
Were you hoping they'd show the engine room?
They did. Mine wasn't to figure out... This is going to sound funny. Wasn't to see what they did with the story. I want to see how they technically did the movie.
Okay, sure.
So I watched it until I was watching it, and then I could pick out all the computer-generated stuff. Yeah. Then I was like, I'm done watching it.
Okay. Yeah, and then... Because all of a sudden you're like... Okay, we just went to a computer shot. Like, all of a sudden, there's a flyover of the ship, and it's clearly cartoons.
Right.
Which is like, the good thing I've heard about Star Wars Part 17, who gives a shit, is that it's a lot of it's not CGI. That they're there's a lot of practical, kind of like, that's why Mad Max Fury Road was so good, because they were real stunts.
Okay.
Like, it didn't go to cartoon like every Spider-Man
or
movie.
Or Matrix. Right.
And I don't know, because I only saw one Spider-Man movie,
well,
and I was out.
Matrix was a whole different thing. The Matrix with their multi-shot, like, that working shot, that was a whole different thing with those stunts.
But
all of a sudden you had like Charlie's Angels who was mocking the Matrix kind of stuff. That's what I mean. Right. Like those kind of shot became,
it became
a cliche. Wait a minute. Because that shot is still
But that
fantastic.
Camera angle became a cliche.
Well, sure it did.
Really quickly.
Fast.
And then the backlash has to start. Yeah. Immediately
and stop
afterwards.
With the backlash. I love the Matrix. I feel like
and
we're living
I don't
in it.
Think
but
that
two and three
matters.
Are terrible.
And
oh, sweet Jesus. Well, that's one of the times that I bought into the sequels because I liked the first one so bad, and the Matrix 2 and 3 were like...
Oh, I was so angry about how it ended.
God awful.
Amina,
I almost died, but I still believe
Amina,
that we live in
Amina in the chat room says that Titanic bored him, but I actually watched it to see how the ship split apart, engineer's mind. I get that. That's kind of what I want to see. I wanted to see technically how they did it all. Like... Really, again, I knew how the whole goddamn story is.
You people have cold, dead hearts, and my heart will go on.
I didn't give a shit. Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
In every fucking award show.
I didn't give a damn about
10 years, that goddamn song.
I didn't give a damn about the song or the fact that DiCaprio was in it or any of that shit. I didn't give a shit about any of that. I wanted to see how they created, and like it did, they did show the engine room, and they showed the cargo bays and the bulkhead doors and all that stuff. I wanted to see how they did all that.
Yeah, and mine was, you know, he got all the criticism for not hiring stars, even though the two leads had already both been nominated for Oscars, that they weren't big enough stars for it. And I love Leonardo DiCaprio famously because, no, the stars of the movie, Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of other people that were in it, though. Kathy Bates.
Yeah, tons of Oscar nominees and winners. Right. But the two big stars that carry the movie for three hours and however
long
that is were both Oscar nominees, but he got a lot of criticism for not hiring stars and how was he going to sell it.
Okay.
And I was like, I was already in love with the Leo.
Sure.
Because, well, we all know that I famously thought he was
slow.
Of special. That persuasion because I believed him so much
in What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
That when I saw him at the Oscar ceremony, I'm like, who the fuck fuck is that? He was. I'm like, that was pretend. I bought that shit.
Hook, line, and sinker.
And Kate Winslet for Heavenly Creatures and Sense and Sensibility. I was already on the Kate. Yeah. I'm not as hard on the Kate Winslet page as Doug Wilkie is.
Right.
I'm a close second in that fan book. So I was all excited. And every time I watch that, and that, you know, I don't get that excited about. Like, how, like, I don't know how I want to phrase that, but every time I see Leo in that movie, I just lose my fucking mind. He is so goddamn cute in that movie.
He really
that holds me for
that.
Two solid hours until he spits and then we break up.
What was the funny movie?
Oh, I can't take people spitting. I cannot take it. Spitting and chewing gum. I can't take either one.
The supposedly funny movie with horseshit. Cameron Diaz.
Something about Mary.
Sure. Not funny. Oh my god, least funny thing I've ever seen.
Really?
Oh my god, I almost
least
died
funny
laughing.
Fucking thing I've ever seen. But again, it
but you
was
were probably
built
asleep.
Up. It was right after. That's a fair point.
All right.
Except
fair.
It was right after. No, right after I left Polar Express. But that didn't. It wasn't about that. It was the again built up. I hadn't seen it.
Well, and Ben Stiller is a certain kind of humor that you like get or you don't.
And I like him at other things. But that one, I don't know what it was. It was just, this is the funniest thing. And people kept telling me in particular, you're going to laugh your ass off. You're going to be crying. You're going to laugh so hard. So then you're waiting.
You have an expectation. Yeah,
you're waiting and you're waiting. And all of a sudden I'm sitting there like, we actually rented it and I turned it off. I'm like, this
is like
stupid.
The lesson here is to not wait so fucking long to see a movie, Barn.
Yeah, but if you, with working and everything else, so when I was working strike two jobs at the hot. Time and strike I was in the school, there strike was no way.
Strike it when it's hot.
And a lot of things I like to see before everybody gets their claws into it, like,
right.
And I read reviews after I see a movie, because I don't want,
I won't
especially
read them
after,
before.
Because the second dead one, Ebert was famous for spoiling movies in his reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Famous for it. Which is why the fact that he shut the fuck up for The Crying Game amazed me. But they had to write him specifically and be like,
don't.
Stop.
Yeah.
You can review it. And what's the other one?
Siskel?
No, the other movie that they famously
first
did.
Dead,
The Sixth Sense. They wrote him specifically.
Oh.
Everyone else, they kind of figured they would understand to not spoil a movie with a surprise
ending. He's
dead
the whole time.
But Roger Ebert, they were like, stop, because he was notorious for spoilers.
Oh, I did not know that.
Interesting. Huh. Well, that was
good to know.
No, I knew that they meant
the actual ship they built. Yeah. Yes, I was well aware of that.
The White Star Line is making a return.
Very good.
Goodness.
All right, you're done with entertainment. I think we're going to move on to Kat Carlson.
That was Kat.
Are you, Kat? Are you ready?
That was your fault.
Would you like to do something?
Well, sure. I'll do a little thing. We'll call it the attempt. I found actually time.com has written my entire segment. I've got top 10 everything of 2015.
Oh, well,
before we get there, I'm going to feed some softballs to Al about the upcoming shows to Netflix as soon as he comes back from peeing, and I will begin my segments. With an airline revealing the most bizarre ways the passengers try and avoid the baggage fees.
Nice.
I stuttered and still hit the post.
You got distracted. I knew where you were going, but you made it happen anyway.
Yeah.
Atta girl.
Atta girl. Right.
So, unfortunately, it's not a domestic story. It's Norwegian Airlines. Norwegian.com, for those of you that are looking for it. Have compiled some random and a little bit creative reasons that passengers have tried to avoid the baggage fees. Because we know, like, a lot of people traveled for the holidays and a lot of airlines have their policy. You can have one bag and then $25 for checked or whatever it is. Like, different airlines have different policies.
Mm-hmm.
And so people flying Norwegian Airlines apparently have gotten a little creative.
Okay.
In trying to...
Now, are these potentially... ideas that you could try yourself if you're traveling?
Please try these.
Okay, all right, got it. All right.
For example, a passenger wore three pairs of trousers with a pair of shoes stuffed in the jacket.
Yeah.
So put on a pair of pants. Put on a pair of pants. Put on a pair of pants. Put your shoes in your pocket. You've got two extra changes of clothes.
I barely needed the pair of pants. How am I going to get two more over top of
there
those? Is one of them leggings?
You know, it doesn't specify. Someone, rather than pay the additional charge, just asked that their bag be donated to charity.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
$25 for my bag? No, thank you. Give it to charity.
Wow.
I know. People are serious about this. One person carried a beloved pet's ashes in their handbag, wanting leniency. Oh, look at my sad dead cat. Don't charge me for the extra weight. Look,
ma'am, that's ashes.
Oh, dead cat. Ashes. Yeah.
It's ashes.
And irony, that's the name of the cat.
This is ashes. Oh.
Now, can I ask,
yes, please,
since
please
we got
do
to a dead cat,
sure.
Was the electrified pussy or whatever that, was that really a card game?
Exploding cats. Yes, exploding, it's really kittens. A game, Joe.
But it's a card game? It's not a
no,
digital
game?
No,
it's a physical card game. Yeah, Joe says he's going to bring it the next time he comes to the show. I'm very excited. It'll be riveting radio.
We can't play it while we're on
that's
the
gonna
air.
Be, no, it's going to be riveting. It's going to be a whole segment.
Why don't you do that at Cobalt some night? Why don't you save it for that?
That'll be super fun.
Yeah. Oh, I'd come to Cobalt for cards. I love playing cards.
For blowing up cats.
We should play cards.
All right.
Riveting.
Others have tried to bribe gate staff. You know, the people at the gate.
Yeah.
One.
What, $25? The same amount as the fee?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
How about I give you the $25? That way I feel better
that's
about
awesome,
it.
Man.
That way I feel like I got away with something.
One passenger like tried bribing the gate staff with newly bought chocolates from the duty free shop.
Oh.
Toblerone.
Still, at this age and all my time in airports, don't know what a Toblerone is.
One passenger refused to comply by repeating, "Me no speak any English."
Like you do.
Excuse me, $25. Me no speak English.
No.
Excuse me, $25. No speak.
No hablo.
Another passenger took two pair of jeans, doubled them up, and wore them as a double denim scarf.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah, it's the Joey and Chandler fight all over again.
Yeah, I'm going to wear all my clothes. All of them.
That's
someone claimed their baggage contained fragile antique pottery. Another man wore two layers of suits.
Thank you.
One person insisted that their credit card was maxed out with no money left to pay, and yet another wore two winter coats and tied three sweaters around their waist.
Now, do they have to pay for the extra seatbelt?
Right. Yeah. If you get too fat, you have to pay for an extra seat. Yeah. No, that's a legit thing.
Yep.
Like, now the only thing I ever did was coming back from some vacation. I had bought some stuff and gone over the weight, and I just took out the beach towels that I packed and threw them in the garbage.
Sure.
The lady was like, "Do you want to do something else with them?" And I didn't think of a headscarf or a darling bandana.
Sure.
But now I'm wiser. But I really did. I
could have worn it as a nice wrap.
Because those beach towels were gigantic. They went right in the garbage. She's like, "You're underweight.
There
please
you go.
Proceed."
Huh? Wow. Yeah.
So, I mean, do whatever it takes
and
at
I
some
seem
point.
To, every time I go somewhere it rains, I seem to lose a pair of shoes. I don't know why people like rain. It's fucking miserable.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, if you have the right shoes, it rained here, what, like twice in the last month?
Yeah.
Fucking
and so, and I've been teasing some of the girls about it, because apparently it is like Scottsdale, boozy mom, standard issue, legit rubber rain boots. They all have them.
You mean galoshes? Like, ones?
Like galoshes. Yeah,
like
no, they're like
Paddington?
They're like
the black with the little buckle.
Just like lower than knee high. I'm not kidding. I went to pick up my kid one day and shut you know, up. I meet him at the flagpole, so everybody's kind of standing around and it's like 10 minutes of social time. You go say hi to all the girls and whatever. And I walked out of the building cuz I'd been inside for something, and I walked out and I looked just out at the scene that was there at the flagpole. And I was like, "Oh, they must have been calling for rain."
Yeah.
Because legit 8 out of 10 of all of those women, like I think there were like 30 people standing outside. So 8 out of 10 of them, each 10, had on calf
standard
high
issue.
Standard issue rubber
no.
boots.
Wow.
I know. And I was like, "Oh, they must
did
have
they
called
have
for rain
yellow
today."
Hats kind of flipped up like, right. Paddington.
Like Paddington Bear.
Yeah. So to answer the shoe question, if you have the proper footwear, rain is not a problem.
I am not traveling with galoshes at any point, but I lost pair of shoes in San Antonio.
Did you?
In that rain. Yeah, we just left them there.
Sure, just fuck it. Yeah,
they were so wet. They were never going to dry.
No, never going to be the same.
Never.
Go to Seattle and wait for something to dry.
No, but you live in the desert.
Right. But I'm not going to pack wet.
No, huh?
By the time you wrapped them up in plastic, put them in your suitcase.
That trip to Seattle where my phone got ruined, like everything got ruined. Mm-hmm. Like nothing ever dries in Seattle. Like you can hang a towel up and 3 weeks later,
I'm afraid to travel with you anywhere.
When I hit these rain bouts, and I hate fucking rain.
No.
And so
you did a charming interview back in Provincetown with a whisk.
I do love the Missy Al Network interviews.
That's sprinkling. Yes. It's when it's really raining.
No, it was a little rain and you were wasted. No, what that was.
And I wasn't supposed to be somewhere. But when you got to walk places and it's raining like that, last year in New York with the 3 umbrellas in one day.
Mm-hmm.
That the people at the desk, I would like hand them the destroyed umbrella and they'd be like, "Mr. Perkins, you need another umbrella?" Yep.
Yes, please.
God bless Hilton. They gave me a new umbrella every time I left the building.
That's so nice.
And I would bring it back to them. So I'm like, "This is a fucking tornado,
I'm
asshole."
Staying at the Hilton.
Asshole. like it's their fault.
Right.
I hate all right. Dishes.
Well, that was fun. And then I thought...
I don't know what your story is about. That's what I got out of it. I hate fucking rain.
It was good.
Are those boots called wellies? Is that what you're saying?
Oh my god!
With
Lord,
all of the Star
so
Wars
subtle.
Hoopla Lord. And knowing that there probably wasn't wellies. A whole lot of entertainment happening, I did come across some very interesting entertainment today.
Well, do share.
I will, and I thought I would just like feed some softballs at Al if he was lacking some entertainment. This is the
this whole show lacks entertainment.
Atta girl.
This is the 15 network original series to be excited about in 2016. Coming up, Netflix original series. And I am for sure a fan of all the things that Netflix and Amazon and Hulu are doing independently.
Mm-hmm.
I just binge watched in literally a day Mozart in the Jungle. I watched that yesterday. Just done.
And it's got my boyfriend.
And it's so good.
Isn't he so hot?
It's so good.
Is it actually about Mozart in a jungle?
No, it's a composer that's about, kind of losing his mind.
Right, it's about this kind of... He's a conductor, and he gets a job at the...
Piggly Wiggly?
New York Symphony. No, the New York Symphony. big deal. And so he is this like kind of out there, like cuckoo, from South America conductor, but he's supposed to be a genius. And so the New York Symphony, which is struggling for money... see, everyone has
Wellies or Wellingtons.
Yeah, yeah.
At Zappos.com.
Yeah, yeah. 150 fucking bucks, no way.
Scottsdale standard issue, I'm telling
Bullshit.
You.
Bullshit.
All right.
Anyway, so, yeah, the premise is he's this Jenny. Out there conductor, and he's like, you know, kind of hot, but kind of there, awesome. And he's got like the South American accent, whatever. And he comes to the New York Symphony, and he's like, he's creating waves because he's replacing a guy who's like an institution and goes with the flow. He's a very... You know, he's replacing the guy that's been there for 30 years, who's into all the inside baseball, who plays all the politics, who does all the things. It is this powerhouse maestro, and now that guy's retired, and they've replaced him with this new young guy who's, like, kind of out there and kind of nuts and doesn't really know what he's... I mean, he knows what he's doing. He's a musical genius. He's brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
He's Mozart.
And loves the music. Right, is Mozart, but is a little bit socially, like, weird.
Okay.
And so then there's like the very talented oboe player who doesn't quite make it, but then becomes the assistant. So then she's got her little love interest over here, and he's got it's so good.
And okay. And he's another one. I love him.
Like, yeah,
he's one that anything he's in, I go see. This is the only thing by him I've not seen.
Yeah, he's so cute.
Mexican actor.
And they're 30-minute episodes. There's only like 10 of them, so it's you do it in a day, like nice and easy. Season 2's coming out shortly, which I'm very excited. Yeah.
And just got in the Golden Globes put it on the map because they nominated it for Best Comedy.
Oh, very good.
It was the really out of left field choice that they were like, yeah. So somebody's obviously
and
got
it's
these
fun,
things.
And Bernadette Peters is in it, which is a fun little part. Mm-hmm.
No.
So that's fun. So anyway, the independent things that Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon are doing that make them like legitimate entertainment sources are very fun. So for Netflix, upcoming and announced for 2016, we've
got... I got to interrupt you just for 1 second.
Please
for
do.
Gael Garcia Bernal, my boyfriend.
Yes.
His first movie, Y Tu Mamá También, is one of the hottest Mexican movies ever made.
Yeah.
So sexy. And then he was in a movie with... William Hurt called The King that is always on that list. When somebody tells me they're really movie lovers and we get past the shit that they watch and we get to like you really like interesting out of the way movies that no one's ever heard of, The King with him and William Hurt is brilliant.
Yeah.
So I just want to recommend that, like one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Very nice.
And pretty hard to find, but he's genius in it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Pray continue.
Maybe
sorry.
I'm streaming somewhere. No, you're fine. I'm gonna reach into my 10-year-old's lunchbox, which conveniently holds
beer.
Three cans of beer. Very, very neatly.
Does it keep it cool, too?
What's that?
Does it keep it cool,
well,
too?
I've got an ice pack in the bottom.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it's insulated. Yep.
Cool. Three beers plus.
Also goes well with galoshes.
I'll bet it does. All right, so to look forward to on Netflix coming up this year is Chelsea Does, which is a 4-part Netflix documentary series featuring Chelsea Handler exploring 4 topics of personal and universal fascination. She will be exploring marriage, racism, Silicon Valley, and drugs.
Huh.
I don't know.
I find her interesting enough to like.
Hasn't Chelsea Handler already explored those things
herself?
Yeah.
Is this an autobiographical?
With this finger.
It says, "Why should I care?" Chelsea Handler has always had a unique voice, and now she's putting purpose behind it. It's as if her show gave a shit. Premieres January 23rd, 2016.
I loved her for that.
Right?
Yeah.
Next on the list, and I'm weirdly excited about it, even though Kunti McCutcherson is the lead actress, Fuller House coming to Netflix. Oh. Is a Netflix original.
Yeah,
it's a Full House.
I'm going to let you take that on your own time.
Candace Cameron Cutch.
Yeah.
You know what? There was something oddly...
And the wrong age for that show. That,
well, and
that,
I might just be the right age for that show. Because there's just something oddly entertaining.
What are you the right age for?
I'm the right age for Xanadu to be charming.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's that.
There's a very small. There's a very small window for Xanadu where, like, you were either too old to, like, buy into, like, why is it half cartoon? Or you were too young to be like, what the fuck am I watching? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I just got the album because I like
You're in the window?
Yeah. When there's a very small window for Xanadu.
Okay. Good answer.
Anyway, Fuller House coming to Netflix February 26th, 2016.
And focusing on her, like, she's the star of it, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The premise is, for anybody that watched Full House, the premise was that Bob Saget, Danny Tanner, was a widower. His wife had died, and he had, three girls to raise by himself. And so he moved in, his brother-in-law and a good friend, Uncle Jesse and Uncle... Cut it out.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck his name was.
I can't remember. Joey.
Joey. Was it Uncle Joey?
Yeah, Uncle Joey.
Jesse and Joey?
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, and hilarity ensues as, you know, antics. And yes. So the premise of Fuller House is that DJ Tanner, the eldest Candace Cameron, and now Candace Cameron Burr, they've all, like, grown up and moved away, and now Candace Cameron has been widowed. And has her children and moves back to the iconic San Francisco house.
Is she trying to get back to conservative values, Jesus and Donald
family
Trump?
Family values.
Yeah, in San Francisco.
Jesus. Yeah, in Cisco.
It's still going to be a sitcom. Like, they've brought back Uncle Jesse. They've brought back, who else? Brought back somebody else. Because I was only going to sign on if Uncle Jesse was back. Like,
Uncle Jesse, who brings Aunt Becky.
By the way, have you
seen his ass online?
Oh, that was a delightful time.
50 however many years old
he is. Have you watched him in Grandfathered at all?
No.
It's cute.
Well, I kind of wanted to.
It's a cute show.
He'll always be Blackie to me from General Hospital.
I totally agree with you. Yes,
so yeah, they've got a lot of the original cast signed on. I know not everybody signed on, but they've got a lot of the original cast back, and they've got, you know, the new kids and a new dog that looks a whole lot like Comet and the whole thing.
Miss that on fucking Trivia Crack all the time.
Comet?
Because they have so many questions from Full House, and I've never seen it, so I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that dog's name was. I always pick Max.
Comet.
Like the next time I pick, it's going to be right. It's going to be right.
Totally.
Right. It wasn't Jackal the first 37 times you said it. Why did you think it's going to be Jackal again? What else?
We've got a series called Love. Love follows nice guy Gus and brazen wild child Mickey as they navigate the exhilarations and humiliations of intimacy, commitment, love, and other things they were hoping to avoid. Love is an unflinching, hilarious, and excruciatingly honest take on modern relationships. Mm. To be released in March. Marcel focuses on...
Mimes.
Yeah, yes. I'm the right age for that reference, too.
Robert Tarot, the mayor of the southern French city, Marseille.
Where's Richard? Richard's always available for
Marcel,
a pronunciation.
Marseille.
Right. It's being described kind of like House of Cards with a French twist. So it's the mayor of a southern French city, politics, upcoming election, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. Coming up also in March. We've got Marvel's Luke Cage. So Marvel's been doing a whole lot, and they've got Marvel's Jessica Jones right now, which appears on my You Should Like, and I keep going, I probably won't, so I'm not going to watch it. but apparently there is a hunky bartender who has impenetrable skin, and he's now getting his own series.
They just can't stop.
Marvel?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I mean, no one can. Between... The Flash, which people seem to like.
You
are
wrong,
Supergirl,
no.
Which goes back and forth. But, lost it. Go ahead.
And then the last one that I have here is one called Flaked. Flaked focuses on Chip, played by Will Arnett, a self-appointed guru who's built a business on his own lies but gets tripped up after falling for his best friend's girl.
And he's always funny. Like, he is reliably
funny. Should be funny. Coming out.
Yes.
Doesn't have a release date for that one, but coming out expected in 2016. So there we go. There's the end of entertainment. And then...
Atta girl.
I know. Time.com built my segment for me. I've got the top 10 everything.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah.
All right. So we can pick... let's pick three. Here's our options. I got top 10 best movies, worst movies, TV shows, TV episodes, best songs, worst songs, best albums, best books, best plays.
We'll do movies.
Apps and
I say
gadgets.
Apps as well. Apps.
You want apps? Uh-huh. You want movies? We'll give you gadgets. Good work.
Well done.
Good choosing. Good choosing.
Atta girl. Atta girl.
I was trying I was preparing for something else, but go ahead.
All right. You want best movies or worst movies?
Best movies.
Best movies. Here we go.
Let's see if you agree.
Top 10, 2015. Loading, loading, loading. Stand by. Go.
It's saying this is taking you longer than usual.
Super rude. I know.
Well,
here we go.
Movie opened after December 18th. I haven't seen it.
Top 10 best movies. Number 10, Ex Machina.
Yes. That's one I keep. Yes.
Yes.
Alicia Vikander.
Yep.
Number 9, The Man from UNCLE.
Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Guy Ritchie's riff off the Cold War era TV show. Sounds amazing. I haven't seen it. Number 8, Creed. Rocky 28.7.
And everyone, I'm hoping to slip it in sometime this month because
I'm sure you are. Atta girl.
It really is getting good. It's getting really good reviews. And the director is the guy that did Fruitvale Station. And it's Michael B. Jordan from Fruitvale Station. So
okay.
We're in good hands, I think.
Bonsoir, mon ami.
Number 7, Tangerine.
That's the one that came up that we didn't know about the transsexual prostitute looking for her pimp.
That's right.
It just went on my Netflix list.
It was a really big thing. Yep. Yeah.
Number 6, Mustang.
Nope.
Got nothing.
In Turkish filmmakers debut, five sisters living in a nowhere town by the Black Sea negotiate the rocky territory between sexual desire and the expectations, religious, social, familial, imposed upon them. Gorgeously filmed, Mustang weighs a dream vision of girlhood against the much harsher reality of what it means to be a woman in a restrictive culture. Oh. But the real key to the movie's power is that the director can also make us laugh.
I thought that was
your life story,
in Utah, and it was about...
the Great Salt Lake.
Yeah, and I really thought that it was on like Lifetime movie, you know, no?
Yeah,
not
this
at
is
all.
The same movie, maybe. Better quality.
All right, called Mustang.
Good. Same song.
Good.
Number 5, right. Iris.
Yes.
Anybody?
You
ever
talked about Iris?
One of the final films completed by exalted documentarian Albert, is it Maisley's?
Oh, yeah, the guy that did Grey Gardens.
Okay. This portrait of the extraordinarily stylish...
Oh, yeah, from New York.
She's businesswoman Iris Apfel.
Yes, I saw the... I don't think that ever played here, but they had the...
The picture looks like Carrie Donovan to me, with the big round glasses.
Yeah, the big round glasses. Style maven, yeah.
That's fantastic. Number 4...
See, I listen.
Clouds of Sils Maria. The clouds in the title of the French filmmaker's quietly ravishing film refer to a meteorological phenomenon that unfolds when conditions are just right along a pass in the Swiss Alps. But the movie's really spectacular weather emerges in the half-prickly, half-affectionate interplay between Juliette Binoche.
Oh, I love her.
Oh, I do too.
As an anxious, aging actress and her flaky, smart millennial assistant, Kristen Stewart.
Oh, Kristen Stewart, who's gotten a couple surprising nominations. She's come at awards time. Like, Kristen Stewart can act. That's been the...
Julianne Binoche was the one in Chocolat,
yes.
Or no?
Yes.
Okay. Because I love that.
And everyone's favorite, her Oscar-winning role in The English Patient, which I hated the first time I saw it in the movies, and because it got
Wait
so
a
much...
minute. I'm confused.
About what?
Chocolat and The English Patient is the same person?
Yeah, same actress.
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
Not the one I'm thinking of.
I know you're thinking of, but she's Juliette Binoche in both. Trust me.
We'll finish this one. We'll see if you've seen any of them. There's three more. Number 3, I'll See You in My Dreams.
Yep, I have it at home on Netflix. It's Gwyneth Paltrow's mother, Blythe Danner.
Yes. Plays a 70-ish retired school teacher, long widowed, whose staid life takes a sharp left when two men appear on the scene almost simultaneously.
And everyone's hoping that because she's been just like a big part of the community for so long that she'll get she might be the surprise fifth nominee for that.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Number 2, Phoenix. German actress Nina Haas plays a concentration camp survivor whose disfigured face is rebuilt by a plastic surgeon.
I haven't seen that, but I saw an ad for it.
Seems exciting. And number one of the top 10 movies of 2015 is Spotlight.
Yeah, that's the one about the Boston Herald investigating the church.
Boston Globe.
Kristen
Boston
Scott Globe. Thomas is who I was picturing from The English Patient.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like,
yeah, they're
not the same. Knew that. Okay.
So, sorry. Friends, that's what Time.com says are the top 10.
Spotlight is your, I mean, Star Wars will be the game changer in the Oscars, but mm-hmm. Spotlight right now is the odds-on favorite to win Best Picture. That's the one you're...
Very nice.
That's what you're looking for at Oscar time, and whether or not Michael Keaton finds his way to a nomination for that. Make up for losing for Birdman.
I just follow you at Oscar time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
It's a good plan.
All right. Marnie says top 10 apps.
Yeah.
All right. Easy, easy, easy. Number 10 is One Shot. Sometimes it's tough to share an article on social media and highlight the exact paragraph or quote you want people to see.
Oh, like for this show.
Right.
Yeah, right.
One Shot takes care of that for you. Just take a screenshot of the page, then One Shot will automatically generate a link and let you share it out with a comment.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very nice. This whole show could be replaced by a couple of one shots.
Yeah.
Clayton's right.
One shot. Yeah.
Right.
There will be no show next week due to one shot.
We're in the top 10 apps right now.
Yeah.
Number 9, Lifeline. Lifeline changes what a mobile game can be, bringing text adventure games into a modern era. Players are contacted by a lost astronaut who you must guide to safety or to an untimely demise. Sounds exciting.
I just be like, new phone, don't know who this is, sorry. And
I was
they would
downloading
die.
It now. Number 8 is called Pause. Most of the time, the stuff we see on our smartphones stresses us out. Emails from bosses, missed calls from mom, and so on. Take a break from all that chaos with Pause, a mindfulness app that provides a poor man's version of meditation on the go.
I just shut my phone off.
That sounds like taking a nap. Yeah.
It's a different pause.
Pause is called silent and over here.
Right, exactly.
Because I can't bear to turn mine off. Like, it freaks me out to turn mine off. Like, I have that thing where I'm addicted to my phone.
Mm-hmm.
But I can put it on silent and put it over there so that I can still see it.
Sure. Right, yeah.
I know that it's here and that it's functioning and that it's on, but I don't need it so
it's
much
like a,
right now.
It's like separation anxiety for an animal. Like, when your puppy can't see it, they're like, meow, meow. From around the corner, but if the second they see you, they're fine.
That's me and my
That's
phone.
That's you and your phone.
Yep. Look, it's right there. I know it's there.
That's fair.
All right. Oh, number 7, Microsoft Translator. Translation apps are getting increasingly accurate thanks to cloud processing and other advancements. Microsoft's latest attempt at speaking
in English.
Microsoft's latest attempt is one of the best out there, a handy tool for international travelers, especially. Yep.
Or Charlie's.
Conversely.
Well, I've already used a translator app a few times for various things.
Have you been successful in your endeavors?
Damn right.
Atta girl.
He doesn't know if it's translated properly.
But he's still got the hand job.
Exactly.
It got the job.
No. That's the point. That's my point. You don't know if it actually...
I don't know what I said, but it ended in a hand job. So, well translated, Microsoft. Well translated.
I knew Rojo Mustang was a red Mustang. We figured that out right quick.
Nicely done.
Everybody's happy.
What you're calling it?
Everybody was happy, and the house was clean.
I don't even want to know what that's code for, because it sounds painful.
I'm glad.
What are you driving?
I got a Rojo Mustang.
The question was, why are you driving?
I got $20 and I get a Rojo Mustang.
What are you driving?
$20 is $20.
Red Mustang.
I'll do the Rojo Mustang for a flat $20, no change.
And a bus pass.
And a bus pass away from you because I don't want to read your
Mustang.
Face. After we've done the Rojo
the dirty
Mustang,
Sanchez,
I need
whatever
to be out.
It is, we're in.
But just to help you out in Spanish, you say what it is first and then you give the color. So it'd be Mustang Rojo.
Whatever, bitch. I got it done.
And that R would be Rojo. That'd be Mustang Rojo.
So you found the car and you keyed it, is what you're saying.
No.
Number 6.
Atta girl.
Yeah, there you go.
Photoshop fix. Adobe Photoshop. Some of us might be downloading this later. Adobe Photoshop has long been the domain of serious imaging professionals, but now some of that power is on your mobile device too. Photoshop fix brings some of the image editing software's best features to your phone, letting you retouch images before sharing them with the world.
Nice.
Oh.
I've never photoshopped. I've never photoshopped anything.
So I thought the app was going to actually unfuck a picture that you jacked up. Seriously, that's
nice.
What I thought it was going to do.
That'd be great.
That's called Control Z. It's called undo.
Oh.
Number five, clean with two E's.
Clean.
For many people, smartphones have entirely replaced point-and-shoot cameras. But that means we have lots of snapshots hogging up the precious memory on our devices. Quickly, get rid of the photos you don't need anymore with Clean's Tinder-like swipe-to-delete interface.
He
doesn't understand Tinder either, so he's like, right.
I don't understand, but I know what swipe right means. But what I do, like, at the end of the day, because I take everything in high def, I get rid of all the duplicates that they give you in non-high def.
That can be a little tedious because you've got to like go to the picture, hit the thing, hit delete, hit yes. So I can
totally
appreciate.
I've got all the time in the world.
As someone who may or may not take a few more selfies than is prudent.
You do.
That's weird. You?
No.
Well, because worse yet, for every one that you see, I've taken 45 others.
Of course.
I'm the person that went to Hawaii twice and didn't fill up one roll of film on a legit camera. So, like, this last time when I traveled and I took, like, 26 pictures, I'm like, that's more pictures than I've taken, like, the last 15 years combined.
What I'm getting out of what you just said, that, you know, for every single picture that we see that you actually post, there's 45 other ones that didn't. Like, your entire life is the attempt.
No. That's the name of her book.
Is that
the attempt?
On. Let me.
Kat Carlson, parenthetically, A Life in Pictures, many, many pictures.
The attempt.
Oh my God, that's a really good book title too. Wait, I'm going to add those to the book titles page.
I like Kat Carlson, The Attempt.
I like The Attempt.
I like that too. Wait,
gravity
I have to...
being the soul of wit.
All right, write these down.
Chapter one. I can't get to my thing fast.
You totally Carrie Fisher'd my title.
Yeah. All right, we're getting down to the end of this list. I got one more list after this. Number four, Periscope. We've used that here on the air.
Uh-huh.
A very fun instant video streaming app.
I think we're using the word fun loosely, but okay.
No, you know what?
It can be. I agree.
This show being broadcast, not quite as fun, but it has its uses and it has its downsides. Actually, the night that Star Wars was released, I was at work. I'm sitting at the bar. And all these, you know, there's like five kids that are sitting at the bar and they're like huddled around a phone. And I'm finally like, what are you fucking people doing?
Star Trek.
Like, they're watching the new Star Trek movie broadcast on Periscope.
Oh, see, that's irritating to me.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that annoying? So
and I'd be the person behind them that's like, where is the management?
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at somebody holding their phone
up. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But, and somebody else has made a comment within the last month or so because, you know, some very popular things. Ghetto Bird.
Yeah.
We're being invaded.
And I was like, wow, that's loud.
We're being invaded.
And close.
Yeah.
They're on their way to the hospital.
We have a helipad on the top now.
Yeah.
Another comment was made to me by a snarky little patron at the bar about how...
Just the one beer.
Seriously.
Who wants the fruity
Some
drink?
Some of these gays are shitty and snarky, I'll tell
you
what.
Shitty and snarky.
But no, what one kind young gentleman said to me, why would I buy Adele tickets when I can just watch the concert on Periscope?
Wow.
I was like...
Rude.
First of all, I didn't buy Adele tickets because I don't want to pay $300 to cry in public.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I didn't buy Adele tickets.
Why? Not because
of $300.
Right, I can cry at home for free.
But then, who's the asshole that went to a concert to hold their phone up like this and, like, worry about the settings and not watch the fucking concert?
Right, not enjoy it.
Be in the moment. I've never understood that.
I don't either.
I agree.
Number three, Starbucks mobile ordering. I haven't tried it yet. I'm very intrigued and excited.
I have heard it's fabulous. I have heard it's just fabulous.
I do my Starbucks. My whole Starbucks life is on this phone.
Yeah.
And I do the pay.
I do the scan pay.
It automatically deducts from my checking account.
I'm five stars away from being a gold member till 2017.
Oh, I think I'm a gold member till they put me in gold.
Yeah.
But the thing is, because the store that I go to on Friday nights closes within the time, they close right after I leave.
Right.
I can't... I think you have to do it in the last hour they're open.
Okay.
I missed the window to order.
I haven't
in advance.
Tried the mobile ordering. I do all the paying on the app and
I've
the reloading.
But they
heard
see me park my car
brilliant.
And my order is being
is it
is being
that's,
made.
That's
I
a
love
good
that,
service.
Yeah.
Number two, Snapchat. We talked about this earlier this year. Yeah. Snapchat has made a resurgence. It was around in 2011, and everybody was all about the Snapchat, and then nothing. And then, oh,
It's there. I still don't, I find it more annoying to me than anything. I don't really, I'm not on it. And I've never posted once.
They've made some updates so that now you have like a story. It's gotten more of a newsfeed wall that you can contribute to rather than initially Snapchat had just the disposable photos that then somebody realized that they could take a screenshot of and it wasn't so disposable anymore.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But now they've added more constant features where you can post and you can save the pictures and you can...
I wish I'd known that about that...
The screenshot?
Screenshot.
Yeah. It's all right.
How do you not know about it?
Why would I know about that? Right. Until it happens in a movie. I don't know.
And then I think you're going to get on board with this one. The number one mobile app for 2015 is HBO Now.
Oh, there you go.
HBO's first ever standalone streaming product, giving viewers access to the network's original shows from Game of Thrones to Silicon Valley for the paltry sum of $14.99 a month without a cable subscription. Now, there's the trick. You don't have to have...
Yeah, so all you need is Apple TV,
right.
And you have all of HBO.
All you need is that phone. All you need is this phone and HBO. You don't have to have Apple TV.
Right, but I want to watch.
Right. He's not going to watch it on that.
Right.
Well, and you can, there's devices, but we'll get into that later. But anything that can download
app. Then I can use this and stream to my TV.
You could cast it to your TV.
Yeah, right,
you could just watch it if you were, you know, sufficient and okay with it. You could just watch it on your iPad.
Sure.
And so on.
And there's a lot of stuff that's iPad appropriate. There's a lot of shows.
Totally.
I mean, like Veep, I don't need a 19,000, you know.
Sure.
That would be funny without visuals. That show's so fucking funny. No, I just say piss off.
Sometimes it's about the dialogue. Sometimes it's about the picture.
That we have one friend who would not agree with you at all.
Rot row. Goodness gracious. Thank God for time.com. Do you want another list or do you want to be done?
Wasn't it gadgets?
I thought it was gadgets.
Let's go gadgets.
Yeah. Go gadgets.
I mean, I didn't want to cut your favorite, but I also looked down and realized it was 10 o'clock.
Let's go gadgets. And then we're going to, because I don't want to keep Al too long because she's got places to go.
Right. Or restaurants to run.
Mm-hmm.
Top 10 gadgets 2015. Number 10, Lite L16. It is a smartphone. So even if smartphones largely replace point-and-shoot cameras, there's plenty of interesting... Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's a camera.
Okay.
There's plenty of interesting experimentation happening in photography.
Photography?
Oh.
Don't even remember what it's called.
Let's go back to the translation app for Microsoft.
How do you pronounce that word?
One example is the Lite...
Kodachrome. What was it?
L16 camera. A futuristic-looking camera that's really 16 separate cameras in one. For each image, the L16 uses up to 10 of its lenses at once, then blends those shots into a high-quality amalgamation.
I've heard of this camera, but I no interest. Just because.
Fair enough. Moving on, number 9, the Samsung 16 terabyte solid state drive. Might sound silly to get excited over something as simple as a hard drive, but Samsung gives us good reason here. This new drive is among the biggest solid state hard drives ever made. In terms of storage space, not physical dimension, the drive can hold up to 16 terabytes of data.
Wow.
That's a lot. Right?
That is a lot.
Yeah.
Is it megabytes, gigabytes, terabytes?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
See?
And not quite on the metric system, approximately 1,000 a week.
Snarky gay.
My master computer is a six terabyte terminal. And we're getting there. Between music and pictures.
Oh, sure. Most people have about 200 gigabytes in their device as far as a PC or a Mac or, you know what I mean, their laptop or their PC. Most people are around 250 to 500 gigabytes.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm way
sorry
over.
About them.
Yeah. Sorry about your life.
Under fucking achiever.
Yeah. Number 8, Little Bits, Gizmos, and Gadgets Kit. This is a children's toy. Parents are hearing all the time about how important it is for their children to learn STEM skills. Science, technology, engineering, and math. STEM.
Mm-hmm.
One way to help young ones get some hands-on tech time is with Little Bits, Gizmos, and Gadgets kits. A pack of color-coded circuits, control boards, and wiring that helps kids learn how their video game consoles and smartphones actually work.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's very cool.
It's also a way to assess their abilities so they can get a goddamn job building that shit.
Number 7, the Garmin Varia. 741 people were killed in bicycle-related roadway deaths in 2013, according to government data. One solution could be the Garmin Varia, which takes your boring old bike and adds a high-tech radar display, alerting you when cars are approaching you from behind.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
You can play Black Hawk Down with your
bike. Right?
That situational awareness could make cycling on busy roads much safer.
Well, that just... How about something that you just open your fucking eyes, driver, and see that we're riding around?
Well, but this is for the cyclist.
No, no, I understand
for their
that.
Own safety.
Because I have
you're
lights.
You're in charge of your safety, Clay.
But so many cyclists.
I feel empowered.
Seriously, as a safety advocate for the cyclist, self-appointed. Get some goddamn lights on your bike.
Yes. Right yes. And maybe lights. Don't wear black at night if you don't, especially if you don't have any kind
I
of
have,
lights.
Yeah.
You know, things like that where people are just flying by and then they get so upset with you.
Yeah.
You're like, I still hardly see you. Like, you're.
Same with pedestrians.
Yeah, I agree.
Even when you're crossing with the light, you're dressed all in black. I can't see you.
Right.
Like, I don't have some kind of superhero vision.
1,024 gigabytes? That's fantastic.
Yep.
Wow.
Interesting.
Times 16.
Wow.
Number six, the DJI Inspire. Now close your eyes and imagine a drone. Not the military kind, but the kind you might see zipping around above your local park. Odds are the design you're imagining looks like the DJI's Phantom series, one of the most popular models out there. The Inspire is the Phantom's bolder, more expensive cousin, looking like something that beamed down from an alien planet to record aerial footage of Earth. It's a grown-up remote control helicopter.
Yeah, I mean,
the drone.
But you strap a camera to it and you can look at shit.
Number five, OnePlus 2. A Chinese smartphone maker, OnePlus, is a small fish in a very big pond, but it stands to grow very quickly. Its latest flagship phone, the OnePlus 2, offers top-notch specs at an entry-level price, $329 with no contract. Now, to put that into perspective, I know that my phone, without contract and without the payment plan, is like $650.
Yeah, these are
yours is like $500, $600, $700 too. So that's relatively super cheap. The catch, shoppers need an invite to buy one, a stipulation that's only added to the hype around the Android handset coming out of China. Number four, New Horizons. NASA's New Horizons probe was launched way back in 2006, but its time to shine was July 14th, 2015, when the craft came within 7,750 miles of Pluto, snapping photos as it passed. Shortly thereafter, New Horizons started beaming back valuable data about our far-off celestial neighbor, including the most high resolution and frankly stunning imagery we've ever seen.
Speaking of STEM stuff, like, people need to get inspired by that. Like, 9 years ago, we sent something into space that had enough of a high resolution camera to see Pluto. Like, we got to stop thinking that the world is 6,000 years old and start getting off our ass and getting back into science and technology and engineering.
And eliminate
religion. Get this shit done and find somewhere for us to live once we fuck this planet enough.
Right. And there are advances being made.
Or find somewhere for Trump to live.
Yeah, no, there are advances being made that are bringing the cost of space travel down, because the problem with NASA and the reason that they had to kind of dump it as a government program is that it became so expensive and bloated with bureaucracy and red tape that it was no longer producing anything.
So the private sector had to get involved to make it cheaper. So,
right.
But, I mean, the thing that you guys talked about, the reusable condom.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Oh, God. That's right.
Oh. I may be paraphrasing.
But the rocket that they were able to land back vertically and so then reload, revamp, and reuse will bring a lot of cost down.
Three new R's for your recycling.
No shitting. Reload, revamp, and reuse.
I love alliteration. Don't act like I don't.
I'm torn between the show title. I was going to call it The Many Faces of Judy Garland, and now I love
The Many Faces of Judy Garland. Number three, we're almost done. The Google self-driving car.
Huh.
Yeah. In the top 10
gadgets. We've talked about that a lot.
No, we have talked about
it. No, I know, but I thought that was found to be, like, not okay.
No, you know what? They had some trouble with it because it had trouble interacting with other drivers.
Because
what they did is they
killed
taught
people.
Yeah,
and then.
That's why I'm like, huh?
No.
Three.
They, they built the car and then they taught the car. They basically uploaded the rules of driving into the car and had the car obey those rules. Now, one of those rules that we talked about at one point was that, when you come to a four-way stop, you are to wait until all of the other cars have come to their stop and then proceed in a clockwise fashion with the car first to the right, going first. I love that I know that.
Yeah.
But the problem is that nobody stops at a stop sign, so the Google car got stuck forever.
Ever. Okay.
Because it wouldn't go.
Because no one will come to a complete stop, and it wouldn't go until other
cars
were at a complete stop.
Okay.
Right. Sure. So they've been adjusting that and reconfiguring that and reconfiguring the expectation. And the most dangerous thing to the Google car is other drivers.
Sure.
But it is able to, it's able to identify hazards a whole lot more quickly than you could or I could. Like, people's mm-hmm. reaction time and the Google car's reaction time are vastly different, and the Google car can react so much more quickly okay. to even just an asshole driver, like, swerving into their lane. Like, they're going to spot that as soon as they cross over whatever that threshold is. Yep. They know it, and they react to it. Like, there's
no plan. No one's taught the Google car how to text yet.
Yep. All right. Number two is hoverboards. That's right. Self-balancing scooters. After stars like Justin Bieber and Wiz Khalifa were spotted zipping around on these things, they were suddenly everywhere. They're bound to be a big hit, but they catch on fire.
Sadly.
Little apparently.
Little problem.
And number yeah. one gadget of 2015 is the Microsoft HoloLens. While much of the technology world is gaga over virtual reality, Microsoft is making a big bet on similar sounding but very different direction. Mixed reality. Where the HoloLens and holographic images will suddenly appear around your physical environment. The headset is potentially useful for professionals, from surgeons to space astronauts to Jedis to evil Sith lords.
Like, oh, my goodness.
The holograms are all, the way...
All the colors of the wind.
Of the future.
Wow. And see, we made fun of it when they had what's-his-butt on CNN and hologram
that's
from
right.
the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. I feel like holograms are the way to go. I think that this show should hologram into people's...
We have to master YouTube and Periscope first, then we can hologram.
Remember?
That's right. Well, all right, you're right. We should go. Yeah,
I should show that.
I'm enjoying the fact that Amina had referenced fuck that bitch.
But yeah.
Fuck that bitch, yeah.
Fuck that bitch. Well played.
And don't come to America and want to do science, because we just, all we do is make fun of, you know, you can't be elected president if you believe in evolution.
With all the list of gadgets that Kat just read through. You remember we converted our Death Watch sign to a mm-hmm. sign about
seven girls.
So now we have an actual sign in studio.
Oh, Jesus, it has its own camera, or is that a picture?
No, that's a photo.
Technically advanced here.
Yeah, but
you can wave your hand.
Not
all.
Really need any other picture because
at least I figured it out myself.
That's good. Like, you can wave in front of it all night long, and nothing's gonna happen. Proof. Look at that.
Proof.
That's fucking called thinking out loud.
Magical. Did I say that?
Deductions.
I like how everything else I've wanted to do in the studio, you think I'm going to put a camera on that. I like how you done that.
Because clearly that shit's not changing.
I feel like it's
a nice idea.
That's what it is. And I have it connected so that it comes on automatically with other lights.
Before we
still think she and I are in the same shot.
No, you're not. Well, you are in the one shot.
Oh.
It used to be separate shots. God damn, you are good. There is no separation between church and state there.
When did we get our own? When did we get a twofer?
When we got
like
the money.
A year ago.
I don't know. Several weeks back.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Because I realized it's easier on
my
this
hand tentatively reaches across. She's really sitting next to me. Ladies and gentlemen. This is news to me.
Before we move on to our final segment, I want to give a shout out to, we received an email over this past week from Ukraine, and I'm going to attempt the name, and I'm sure I'm terribly sorry, I'm going to jack this up.
But we love you anyway.
I believe it's Miroslav Kaban is the name of the person, or Kaban, I'm not really sure. But anyway, enjoys our show from his home country of Ukraine, and says thank you very much for your work, quality programs, and good mood. So I think that's fantastic that we have.
I must have been absent that week.
Yeah.
I wasn't here.
But I feel like maybe the show? Translation
but what
is
I
not
kept,
so.
What I kept saying
so
is that in
either.
The in,
get the
in,
Microsoft translator.
In all that Ukraine is going through, we are a glimmer of hope somehow, and I think that's sad.
Just keep your chin up. We love it though. Thank you.
Yeah, I thought that was that was fantastic
cool.
that we got that. But again, I'm sorry. I'm sure I butchered the name. Please email again and let me know if you heard the shout out or whatever.
That's fantastic, Ukraine.
Yeah, that's very very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, we got just a few more minutes left. We're going to do our final segment. It goes a little bit something like this.
And now, thoughtful vulgarity. Where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow. Which is not hard to do. we will ask one question of the panel while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when important questions come up several hours after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? Good luck.
So, Marnie.
Are we there yet?
Yeah. Oh, are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
He said
yet?
Good luck.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Hold on. Let me put my headphones back on.
I feel like it ends with me saying good luck.
In his pre-recorded deposition,
sorry, I put my headphones back on. I did not.
I have the same buddy. Answer I do at every deposition. I'm not really sure who you're talking about.
I hate all people.
What are you the most? What was the resolution you're most happy you didn't follow through with this year?
Oh, dieting for sure. I would have just failed.
I don't recall even making a resolution. Did we make one last year?
Everyone always has a little like.
Oh, I know we did it. I'm sure we had it in the show, but I don't remember what they were.
Everyone has that thing they think, you know, next year I'm going to do this. You don't say it out loud sometimes, but.
That I'm glad I didn't follow through.
Yeah, which is one you're like, whew, glad that one didn't
dodge
make a best
that
day,
bullet.
Too.
I missed that boat.
Yeah. That a Katie June, that bitch. To Katie June, to not follow through.
Oh, Katie June.
Well, she's now an adjective. I like it. Oh, did you KJ that?
Yeah.
I like that she's a verb, though.
Yeah, it's a verb, right.
KJ
right.
The shit out of that.
I'm going to start using that, too.
I love it. You have to KJ it.
I'm going to KJ the shit out of this.
Yeah. It's the that. Irish goodbye of people and diets.
I don't think so. I'm so good at follow through. What was that?
Eventual.
Kind of laugh. Eventually.
Eventual follow through.
Eventually.
Later
I
that
do
same
get it
year.
Done. That's true. I can't think of anything that I. No, because I don't feel good about not following through. I think at the beginning of the year, my mindset went to, you know, kind of like this little pause app where I was going to slow down on certain things, and I would, you know, try it. Can't even do it without laughing.
Yeah.
I was going to, you know, try that. Certainly not meditation, because I'm not good at that, but just find something that, you know, zen out, if you will. Nope. Still as high fucking strung as I was damn near a year ago. So I don't feel good about not falling through with that. I think that that'd be a good thing to kind of decompress.
Yeah.
But I actually may be on the right path, because for a present.
Xanax?
No. I'm not a little pill popper person, but I did ask Santa for noise canceling headphones and got them. And oh my god, the last like 3 days have been a fucking delight. I'm not kidding. I just walk around with those fucking things on in my house. Oh, it's really been a delight. So I think I found a zen kind of.
Raving endorsement here, what did you get? What headphones?
It starts with a B. It's not Bose. It's not Bose, but it's Boehm. No, Beats by Dre. Like, those are way too expensive, that kind of thing. But I think it's Boehm, maybe? Something like that. Like, maybe $80, something, but they're fantastic, and they crank Adele through them, Bluetooth, you get to walk around the hall. Oh, I've just, and then the noise canceling.
I thought B might stand for bitch, shut up.
It might. Doesn't matter, everything just goes.
Yeah, all of a sudden she's just like, and you're like.
Yeah, what?
Hello from the other side.
Yeah. I liked when I tried to ride my bike with noise canceling headphones and it turned into an awful accident.
I couldn't
hear anything around me. I cut off one whole sense that you need.
I feel like that would not work very well.
Yeah, it did
but
not.
Yeah. So anyway, but that will be for next year. We'll see how well that works.
And a friend of mine bought a pair of noise canceling headphones a couple years ago. And I just, he got them. He's very happy with them. And I just made what I thought was an innocent comment, like, just be aware, like, in public places, that you've cut off a sense.
That's true.
And one
true.
Of his friends was like, well, what kind of asshole doesn't know? I'm like, I didn't think about it.
Yep.
In that situation, but in an airport, I wore them in an airport, too, and I really didn't. I didn't hear flights being announced.
Right.
Like, it canceled it out, and you just.
They could have said, "There's a fire. Evacuate the airport." And you'd been like,
and it really was like you didn't hear what was going on. Like, why is everyone running that way and screaming?
Right.
But I like the song. I'll figure it out later. So you really have to be aware of like where you're at when you cancel out things you might need. Like, and it doesn't really occur to you because it sounds like a nice idea, but it doesn't seem possible.
Right.
In so the right environment, it's okay. Right, right, like laying in bed or at home.
Being at home, I have to. Well, and especially because, like, I'll watch TV or I'll do different things. But Di living with me, I mean, she works at night. So she's sleeping during the day. And so I don't want to be, you know, crazy with the TV. Right, just trying to be polite. So, and but otherwise, she just stays up and it might get chatty. and I'm sitting there trying to work. And so all of a sudden, I'll be like, "Let's get," I go like that.
Yeah, I just wasn't prepared for something that was as advertised.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, when I fall through the hole watching a movie and I, like, get completely into it, you could, or reading a book, you could drop a bomb next to me, and I honestly don't know. That's why I can read with TV on. You can have 18 different things going. When I fall into the hole of the book, I don't see it. So I just wasn't expecting it to be truly noise-canceling, and I was like, I need to
Well, and for the Bose, the very expensive ones, all of that, you can, it cancels the noise.
Yeah, and like, I guess it makes everything. Me sound stupid to keep these, repeating it, but I was really surprised at the help.
It's these. They're like $85.
What's the BOHM?
B-O-H-M?
Yeah, B-O-E. Oh.
No, there's no E, honey.
B-O-H-M with the umlauts over the...
That's how it came up in the thing. So, yeah, B-O-H-M.
All right, Wireless Kat Carlson, Bluetooth. What was yours? What was yours?
Well, I'm not sure. I know I joined a gym this year, and I could really use that $400 back. Because clearly, somehow, I ended up about 10 pounds heavier than I was this time last year.
So what's that price per pound, then?
It's about $40
$40,
pound.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank God I managed to cancel that, which is a pain in the ass.
Oh,
yeah,
sure. That's why I never signed up.
No, I thought it'd be a real good idea.
Yeah.
Thought it'd go really well. About 4 months later, I was like, I haven't gone since the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Could have got a free trial for that.
They kind of bank on you doing that.
I know. And I know they do. But I fell into that hole, and I can't say that I'm glad that I didn't follow through with that. I just kind of wish that maybe I hadn't waited so long to cancel.
But your life's not the poorer for it, right?
No, not especially. I mean, my pocket's the poorer for it.
Yeah, you can still walk up a flight of stairs.
Yeah, no, I'm not dying.
Some people ride bikes smoking across the country.
I'm not a New Year's resolution kind of a person, though. Like, I'm...
Well, there's always... I've never sat down and said my resolution is... But there's always that thing that you think, all right, it's a new year, I'm going to do something different. Like...
Yeah, and I can't think of anything. I know there were some fitness goals that didn't happen, but I'm not dead, and I like cookies, so I ate a lot of those. So I'm happy that I did not deprive myself of the 48
not
dozen
dead,
cookies.
And I like cookies.
Yeah, so I ate a lot of cookies.
I'll give you
it's
that one.
True. You know what? I said to Sharon just last night because we ran out of Christmas cookies. We had them for the week of Christmas, and we ate the last of them, and I'm like, I was maybe having some sugar withdrawals.
Yeah,
detoxing. I was detoxing is what was happening. And so I'm like stomping through my house going, why don't we have any cookies? And Sharon looks at me and she says, because you ate them all.
Yeah. Damn it. Such an easy answer. I wish I'd thought of it. It was me.
Couldn't have been me. I made so many cookies. All right. And that's all I got. Thank you, Mickey.
I don't think it was a resolution, but something that I had previously said that I was that I wasn't going to do, and I permitted to let it happen this year. I wasn't going to ever have a roommate again. Mm-hmm. I had decided I was never going to do that. Mm-hmm. And I didn't follow through with that, and Michael's back here living with me, and it is perfectly fine. Like it is nice to have someone around, even though I do your noise canceling headphones. Mm-hmm. Not that it has anything to do with him, but I mean, there is that solace of living alone and knowing that it's always going to be quiet. But it is kind of nice to have somebody around, and our schedules don't conflict. So he's gone all day at work, and I work from home, so that works out rather well. Right. But I guess
he has a job, and I don't leave.
So I mean, but it works out. Like it's one of those things that I had originally said that I wasn't going to ever do again, and it kind of presented itself, and it seemed like, well, you know, I think it's going to be all right, and it did, and it's worked out fine. So that's been a nice thing. I didn't do anything crazy like go join a gym or any of that stuff.
It was dumb. I was caught up.
It
in
wasn't
some
dumb. It was. A
I was caught up in some weakness. Uh-huh. I thought it'd be nice to walk around on a treadmill.
Yeah,
it's not.
It's not.
I think one thing that
spoiler alert. You don't go anywhere.
I might have.
I actually don't mind it. It's just the act of actually going.
Yeah.
Once I get there, I'm pretty okay with it, and I'm all right. Yeah.
I think one thing I might have to go back and pull the tape and find out if I said it, but I want to say that there was something in our resolutions last year where it was something about saying no more often. Not every time somebody calls
like
you, can you help, can you do, can you, will you, will you, will you?
I think it was a couple years ago with Katie June that she was going to try saying no.
I think, no, that was a diet.
No, I don't know.
Well, I'm sure that didn't work for her.
It was gluten. Yeah. But it was something about gluten, KJ'd maybe. In a minute.
But it's actually been commented on by several people because I don't show up as often at certain places and I don't do everything. And it's interesting to hear people like, well, I never see you anymore. Or you're just, you're not, because like, I don't answer those texts, and I don't show up and just volunteer for everything in the world and help. So that's kind of been nice because it's been a little quieter. You, sir?
I was gonna stick around the house and get stuff done around my house.
How'd that work out?
Still looks like nobody lives there. Perfectly fine.
And
with
you're
it.
Happy about that?
But you have a lawn human. I mean, he does look like somebody takes care
of it. From the outside, the house looks lovely.
Oh, okay.
Inside, it's like, well, there has been food in the fridge in like
months. Well, if you're never home.
Yeah. But Aaron says you did say that. He remembers that.
Oh, did I?
And Richard was going to move out, but didn't. So happy about that.
And he's happy about that.
And Amina was going to climb curtains for some reason, but I think
because she's a cat.
It's a language barrier.
That's what she said.
Amina will say yes more. Well, there's that.
Oh, and you know what? I feel like that was one of mine one year, that I was going to say yes to more things instead of always being like, yeah,
I'm not going
to
do that.
Yeah. You know? But I'm pretty glad I stick to my, I'm not going
to
do that.
Nah, I don't want to.
It's funny, I oftentimes still think about, you know, maybe I'll call Al and see if, I'm like, no, he won't leave the couch. I really do think that. Maybe I should just try more.
Yeah.
Like, I do think of going and doing something. I bet Al would go. But Al would
have
fun.
Well, and people will say later, well, I thought about calling you. Right.
And then you're done. Oh, I was just at home doing nothing.
But at the time, had you called me?
And most of the time, it's just like, it just hasn't occurred to me yet.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
oddly, the other
like taking a bath.
It hasn't occurred to me yet. It's so weird.
Putting on pants.
I haven't had
is this a
to.
Film? What is this? What is that?
It's weird.
Like the other night, totally random. Buddy Early sent me a text. And he was like, something happened. I got a cancellation. I got time to go grab dinner. Would you be free? And like, I was in the middle of a project, but I was at a point where I totally could have stopped. Yeah. And I did. And like, totally random, went to have dinner with Buddy Early.
That.
And it was fun. Yeah. It was good. But he's like, I was like, oh, I really don't ever do that.
Yeah.
I don't ever just drop everything and go do it, but it was easy. And of course, when I came back home, my project was waiting, and I just resumed.
Yep, absolutely.
It worked out well.
Nice.
And Richard says he wants to get his hope for the year of our Lord 2016 as a boyfriend. I say that too, but then I always be like, but can you go away from like June till September?
Or at least not get turned down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, no, you shouldn't get turned down.
$20 is $20 a minute. You're right.
Yeah. Also, Richard, miss that. They're turning down their assholes. There you have it.
Can you go away for this set of months? I'd like a boyfriend in late March, late September, parts of November, and not in December.
No.
Because what if they like Christmas?
What?
Yeah, what if they want to put up a tree or something like that?
That's not a thing.
Oh, dare you speak.
Well, then they have their own house to do that.
Yeah. No, you can put lights on the tree outside. That's what I'll let them do. You can put lights on the tree outside, knock it, throw tinsel at it.
Sure.
Throw tinsel at it.
You can even carve it into a triangle. Go ahead.
Okay, knock yourself out.
Or whatever shape Christmas trees are.
Oh, always politically correct, always on point, and we're never tardy
never
to come
outside.
On the air.
No.
And always trying to describe a Christmas tree shape to someone.
By using triangle as a shape.
Well, I'm glad that we have had
zero days. We're going to try it again the next show. And I'd say tune in. Find out. Does zero get eliminated from that? Do we go to one? Probably not.
I doubt it.
I'm just worried about the grammar. It sounds like shows without a technical zero. Like, do I need to define technical zero? Like,
No, it's without a technical. We have the count is zero.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, thank you all in the chat room. Everybody at the ships at sea. Yada, yada, yada. We're wrapping up 2015. And as we wrap up tonight's show, let's leave you with this parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday!
And next year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.